Hello. With a pregnant goat. Hi everybody. I used to really love streaming from different places of Ursa Manor, and so I figured, I've played enough Pink Floyd for a little while. Maybe you guys want to hang out with a pregnant goat. Today is Raya's due date, where she becomes a citizen of Ursa Manor. We do practice admiralty law here, and we'll be administered a birth certificate and trade it on the stock market. But I thought we could look up the history of goats. There's a really funny video that's Gamma getting, well, you'll see. Nice. Is she about to pop? Apparently. I mean, today's her due date, and so I'm just kind of monitoring. We've never had a goat delivered before, but we have everything set up. And Amy, as a pregnant woman, is definitely overthinking the goat. But I find it pretty adorable. So I said, you know what, love? I'm gonna do a stream tonight. She's like, oh, we'll go upstairs so you can play the piano. I go, no, I'll go with the goat so I can keep an eye on her to see if she starts popping. And Amy was like, you'll keep an eye on Raya? I'm like, oh yeah. Is she gonna be okay? Oh yeah, she's gonna be great. So here we are with a goat. And this is Raya. Raya's just chomping on some orchard grass. Thanks to Denmark Bear's contribution today, specifying orchard grass. He will be very happy to know that Raya is eating orchard grass. Don't forget to keep placenta. No, see, I'm on the other side of the coin now. I'm talking circumcisions. I'm talking just dead polio viruses. I get it. I'm the grabber in this situation. So I'm keeping placenta. I'm starting a trust. Habibi, do you keep your bike in there too? Just asking. Oh, Bo Bear, back down. Oh, here's the funniest thing. So I've been listening to this dude now, Chronicles of Judah, 144, like super black, like militant, but genius conspiracy guy. And I would just like breaks down MK Ultra of like celebrities and biblical eating and NBA. He's all about breaking it. And so some of the bears were like, but Big Bear, I don't think he likes white people. I'm like, that's fine. And they're like, but Big Bear, I don't think he wants to live in our communities. I'm like, go on. It's like, but Big Bear, it's almost like he wants blacks to just take care of other blacks and do what they want in their own thing without us at all. I'm like, you don't say. That's the type of guy that I'm like, nice. And I'm not saying that blacks and whites can't be neighbors. I'm saying that when people want to take responsibility of their own community and not just be like, everybody has to be like Britney, I love it. And it's like, but Big Brad, I think that he believes he's racially superior to you. I'm like, yes. It's like, I don't know what people are waiting for. Do people want everybody to always just globalize? I mean, those are the type of guys I'm like, nice. And I don't want any laws or pushing or forcing. It's like, if someone's like, young black man, a black man should teach black man how to be man, how to be strong in this world. I'm like, yes. So you're saying bussing them in to a foreign area where some white lady that's scared of them and doesn't know how to properly talk in the middle of just the 60s may have been a bad idea. Maybe. Yeah. Because it's like when people just do their own, the Northern European low impulse control can translate into hesitation. And when you're stealing bikes, that's a problem. But when you're improving Miles Davis, crush on. Or when you're running a 4240 and turning on a dime, yeah, there's things that a lot of people can't do that we do. That's why it's like a lot of white people are always like, they secretly think they're better than the blacks because of their white stuff. And a lot of the blacks are like, we don't want to be like you. And they're like, what? But cinnamon gluten. the gravy froze, thought she was going into labor for a sec. She may. I mean, I think she might go into labor on the stream. Tubi is an older goat. This is one of the female pregnant ones. Raya, maybe? Yeah, it's Raya. We have one, two, three pregnant goats. I think we have, no, one, two, three, four, five pregnant goats. This is our first one that's going to actually give birth, though. And Tubi is going to go to Ryan's pad because Tubi needs buddies. And Ryan promised to not sell her at auction. So who does unbearablesmerchandise.com? If you want to support Ryan because he's such a good dude. So she's going to go there and just hang because he, like, he'll buy and sell animals at auctions and stuff. I'm like, keep Tubi though, right? He's like, yeah, dude, we got Tubi's back. Because, you know, long term, Tubi needs buddies. Did you check her ligaments?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know what I'm feeling for very well. Oh, yeah, Ryan told me all about the ligaments. It feels like pencils and stuff, but I'm just kind of looking at her to see if I see a head. Pass the gravy, please. Send your ammo to Owen Benjamin, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Thank you. Yes. And that's what, it was so funny when people were like, the Big Bear, Chronicles of Judah 144, doesn't like white people and doesn't want to live in our neighborhoods. I'm like, you don't say. I'm like, I love this dude. Crush. And then when you live like that, when you're like, let's make our people strong on our own, then people can be better friends and better neighbors and co-mingle, but in an organic way. I think it's wonderful. Whenever blacks are like, you know what, I just love whites. I'm like, all right, Don Lemon, someone takes the plow. Would you guys can't get rid of Tubi, dude? I'm not. Ryan's my neighbor. Tubi needs friends. Like last night in the middle of the night, we just hear like, meh, meh. And she got tested, no diseases, but Amy is a pregnant woman, is paranoid about the other goat's milk. So just to keep Tubi away. I pick my battles, guys. I think she's fine. But, you know, I pick my battles, and that one isn't a huge one for me. So Ryan has all these animals. He has, like, cows and ducks and everything. So Tubi's just going to, like, hang and just be like, nah. Kobe died on 1-26-20. I don't really get into the numerology thing. I know that it's a thing, but it makes my head hurt. It makes me feel a little gay. Oh, you guys want to hear something hilarious? Speaking of gay, someone just emailed me this. Tonight's just a chill night to just chat. From Kyle, that there is an article that said, turpentine cured me from being gay. Dude, I buy it. I just got a battle pack of 9mm subsonic from Fenix Ammunition. Get your gear from Vertec. It's my friend in Idaho. He's extremely respected from all the law enforcement. He's doing awesome stuff. He's in it for the love. Vertec out of Idaho. He's got some great stuff. Sent me some good gear. He's a great guy. I might go deep woods winter backpacking with him and some of the guys in a couple weeks, but we got to see how much the kid goats require our attention. But Vertec, he's heavily featured in the documentary, so it'll be good to get the word out. If he stopped being gay, all right, can you show us Ryan?
Yeah, of course.
And then I'll read this email. This is hilarious. Hey, Raya. She'll come over and want some... What am I doing here? Why do I feel retarded if I go like that? Oh, there she is. Hi, Raya. When she's done nibbling, she's pregnant. So she's like, orchard grass makes me... Orchard grass just smells disgusting. I need alfalfa. Here's alfalfa. Orchard. Vertac. V-E-R-T-A-C. The dude is a legend, and he's got some of the best gear there is for and training. He trains everybody. We text about gravy all the time. I just ordered turpentine. I'll be formulating some internal dispersal tech. All right, so anyway, turpentine possibly cures gay. Oh, you can't cure gay. Yeah, you can. Made by Jim Bob. What's up, buddy? Do you guys know Made by Jim Bob has, like, a ton of other, like, insane skills? I don't know what he wants me to share, but he's like an artisan of like the most bizarre and unbelievable things. BB looking to diatomaceous earth, great for animals and people, kills the worms, natural plant pesticides. Well, if you're looking to kill the gay, I get an email, quote unquote, "Turpentine cured me from being gay." Weird title, I know, but I had to get your attention somehow with this info. The title is from a YouTube video of a guy that claims he stopped having homosexual urges after doing the turpentine cleanse. This was not the intent, though. He also hits on some deeper connections. Another interesting thing about parasites, the removed Bible book Gospel of Peace literally talks about parasites as demons, and Jesus helps a man with fasting and other tricks to remove it. He ends up using warm milk to bait the parasite into coming out. Little grabber parasite. Couple other things in there, like enema, not a joke. That had me thinking, I hope it never comes to that, but overall, extremely interesting. Anyway, thanks for all you do. Much love. God bless. So apparently there's a guy on the internet who was trying to do a turpentine cleanse because he's gay and he was probably trying to get fit. And then it made him not gay. 5 years ago, I would have thought that was BS. I absolutely think gut biome and parasites have a lot to do with dudes wanting to pump butts. Just found it. Veritactional. Yeah, dude. Guy's a legend. All his buddies are legends. Great story. Great gear. You'll see him featured in the documentary. He taught me how to shoot like little tiny circles, you know, about the muscle memory stuff. Legend. Constant gravy talk. His wife's pregnant. He's crushing. Just, you know, love it. And he gives me a lot of insights into the law enforcement side of the world, because I mean, his gravy is overflowing, and it's like complete gravy machine. Late night gravy up. The virtue is the first step after salvation is living a godly life. Opens your eyes, Bible gravy, bro. Like gratitude and the peace from being a believer literally is really good for your health. I was just listening to this, this health guy. I've been on kind of a pharmaceutical health gravy kick. And he was saying that how people handle stress is like the major factor in heart disease, not cholesterol. Cholesterol is totally wrong. So cholesterol is fine, guys. And so gratitude and the love of God, just knowing that, like knowing that everything's okay and that there's a plan, literally adds years and years to your life. When Owen's laptop is out in the cold, the stream gets gravelly. It's not internet. It's not diva. Yeah, it's all good. It's all a bonus, dude. 10 years ago, I would have had to like rent like a TV studio and bring the goat. There are worms that like sugar. There may be worms that just love semen. Right. Don't spiral about the stream quality. Oh, dude, people are fine. I think the vibe tonight is great. Getting down to the root of things. Yeah, dude, turpentine killing parasites will make you not gay anymore, potentially. My turpentine's coming. Enemas, I just can't do it. I have this weird thing about asses. Like, I find it all very disgusting, very horrifying. I don't even like when people talk about it. I mean, I'll joke about it for obvious reasons. Hang on, is my internet being really slow? Hang on a second. What's wrong with my internet? My internet still rolling? This makes sense. Look at the word disease, dis-ease. God is in control. Enjoy the ride. Right. It literally makes you live longer. How does science explain that one? All right. So tell me about the stream. Should I try and switch Wi-Fi things, or are we okay? Audio is good. Members only vibes. Leftover marinated gravy. The gay world's new hope, turpentine. Don't put turpentine in your anus. Good call, good time, sword bearer. The audio is fine. It's only the visual now and then. Okay, cool. I'm getting delays, video, not audio. I don't mind you guys telling me right now because I'm trying to fix it. The anus is an outlet, not an inlet. Well, that's pretty obvious, Southeast Willis Bear. Wait, what do you do with the turpentine? You eat like a, you ingest like a teaspoon with some sugar to bait the parasites, and then it kills all the parasites, and it makes you straight again. Stream is fine. Great. You can tell me if there's something I need to do to improve the stream. There isn't trolls in here tonight, obviously. It's pretty choppy. Thanks, Rye. Good now. Seems good. It's fine. Yeah, I'm so relaxed. I was just doing a sauna and doing dips, like in the cold and crushing. So it's going to be pretty hard to agitate me tonight. You guys want to see a really, the video is sluggish. I'm just wondering if my other Wi-Fi channel would be better, but if I switch it over, it may grab a little thing. I think we're fine. What if I lower the output a little bit? Because I have nothing I'm talking about tonight. It's one thing if I'm like distributing gravy like intensely and people are just like, my video is choppy. But we're just chatting about goats and turpentine and gay dudes. Maybe that'll help. Maybe blend turpentine with honey so it gets down in the gut. Right. And then also some castor oil to really crush. Yeah, you're good. It's expected. It's a little sandy because you're outside. Yeah, totally. But I want everyone to have a good experience. The only reason I'm always like, stop telling me about the gravel is if I'm in the middle of like explaining something and that's all people are talking about, it is insanely annoying. And I record them anyway and they go at unauthorized, ungraveled, or BitChute. But this is literally just us hanging and talking about goats and stuff. I'll talk about anything you guys want. Like, I'm really not that high strung of a person. It's just when I'm making like really intense and specific points about very triggering topics and all people are like, no, my phone is skipping. I'm like, shut up. But typically you can say whatever you want. Goaty is ready to crush this birthing process. Hi, girl. What's up? Oh, and I think I know why goats are associated with like pan, you know, like pansexual. Pansexuals are insane, by the way. Most people assume that means like bisexual. Now, pans will bang like anything. Kids, animals. So when a celebrity says they're pansexual, just know they're basically saying they're pedophiles. But male goats, I totally now see why ancient peoples associated the male goat with being just a raging bang machine. Because female goats are awesome. They're like affectionate like dogs. They're goofy. They're really sweet. They give awesome milk. I'm always like, whenever people are like, the goat's demonic, I'm like, not Betsy. But the male goat is like, dude, they like piss on their own face. They're always trying to show off their boner. Like our male goat and his eunuch buddy named Nick Fuentes, literally that's his name. They have their own corner versus manor and it's right against the woods. Because it's like, if all goats acted like that, I wouldn't be a goat guy. Like female goats are awesome, but male goats, it's good to have them around, you know? They're good for breeding and I guess protecting, but like when you see goats mate, the male goat is like, blah, 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 blah. It's like Harvey Weinstein on crack. And I'm just like, oh, this is why the Satanists like goats. And then the male goat pisses on his own face. BB is still sharing his kids, just different kids. Right. I think we may be able to see a birth tonight. And I won't know what to do. I'll just be like, okay, you're going to get a birth certificate. And then we're going to trade you on the stock market. And I'm going to keep the placenta and clip your dick. I thought pansexual just had sex with cookware. No, it's basically saying anything goes. It's a loophole to pedophilia. Nature is rapey. Not always, but it is very rapey, especially in birds. Because it's like the female goats don't seem to not like it. That's what's kind of odd. Dude, it's odd. I don't like breeding goats, especially when I'm like so close to a lot of the milkers, you know. I'm like, I don't want to see them treated like that. And I don't like to see them hanging around the fence near Chad and Nick. when they're like, blah, 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 blah. And then I'll see a goat that I just think is a really sweet goat. And then they're just like standing by, you know, this demonic like boner machine. And I'm like, Betsy, come on, you're better than that. And then they just kind of like, the male goes like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, this is insanity. What do you do with her for the birth? I've never done it before. This is when the unbridled confidence and unjustified confidence of the Caucasian American male is helpful. People are like, well, do you know how to give birth? I'm like, no. So what are you doing? I'm just going to do it. But you know, birds are asking for it with those feathers. Oh, dude, duck rape is insanity. Female lions like it when a male kills their cubs. I don't know if you can say they like it. They go into heat. That doesn't mean they like it. I don't think it's an emotional situation. When a new male kills their cubs, they go into heat to make more cubs. I'm pretty sure it's not like a like situation. Goat porn is bad for the soul. Dude, I don't like them. And then they like kind of smell like Chad. And I'm like, take a shower. You're filthy. Dude, I'm telling you, I don't like it. I don't like having my girl goats that are so sweet. Like, look at little Raya. She's such a sweetheart. She's like, meh, hello. And then Chad just, it's like seeing like a good friend of yours, like a girl, just go on an away game with the Clippers. Mountain Bear could do something amazing with this. I know. Mountain Bear's going to have a kid. It's crushing. Do goats want to be solitary when giving birth? They do, but we pulled her a little early. That's why she was looking out the window at her buddies. But, you know, usually they give birth right around the birth day that they're supposed to, like within a day or two. And she hasn't really went solo yet, but I didn't want her over there with like the entire herd. Classic Chad. Yeah, he pisses on his face and that gets the girls going. And I totally get why Satanists are like, that's our guy. And then all the Hollywood celebs are like, I want to piss on my face. And everyone's like, shut up. You shut up. You read your lines. Can I get the cocaine? Yes. Can I pee pee on my face? No. How's the old lady goat doing? She's awesome. Goat birth is just the next journey. Exactly. Hey, buddy. Let's take a look at Raya. Raya is a sweet, sweet girl. Hi, Bob. Hi. Hi, Raya. Yeah, it's going to be exciting. Goat, little goat kids are so funny. Hi, Raya. Are you trying to bust out? They're so funny. They just like throw their bodies everywhere. And if you feed them from a bottle when they're like young, they'll love you for life. Shut up and read your lines, Goy. I know, right? It's like, can I pee pee on my face? No. But I really want to. My male ducks nearly drown the females. Oh, yeah, dude. They get them in the pond. It's like an Oscar-winning performance of like horror rape. But then the females don't care. They have two vaginas. They have a fake canal that they'll send the rapey dicks down. And then that's why they have a smirk on their face after they get raped. Because they're like, meh. Because the male duck is like, meh. And then they think they're procreating. And the female duck will send, this is all real, this is all biology. They will send the rapey ween down the wrong path to the dead end. So the male's like, meh, I'm crushing, making rape babies. And the female duck's like, meh, you're just wasting precious carbohydrates. Turpentine induces labor, hint, hint. We don't have any turpentine right now, but my bottle's on its way. We don't need to induce labor. I'm just like hanging out with you guys out here. Chad wears boat shoes with no socks. Yeah. Oh, yeah, duck. I used to do so much stand-up on duck sex because it's so unbelievably intense and how they've like a duck wiener is like, I'm not joking, it's like 20 centimeters on this little duck. And I always thought it was odd that that's the animal that everybody chose to have a rubber ducky like with their bath. And so all the rape in the duck community has resulted in the female duck slowly over time I don't believe in macroevolution, but micro, adaptation. They've adapted by having labyrinth vaginas. So they will send it down the wrong one if they don't like the male duck that's raping them. And I find that like unbelievably funny and just twisted and weird. And now that I have ducks, I witness it all the time. I mean, it's not, usually they're mellow, usually they're cool, but when one female duck is away from the one male for more than like an hour, immediate rape. Because he's like, man, another duck got in. I'm not raising another duck's boys. Man, rape. What do you do if one of the baby goats is breech birth? Do you know how to turn the goat around inside, Raya? No, I don't. I will watch YouTube videos again. I watched it before. I will Google it. Amy's really up to date on it. You know, I'm just not overthinking it. Like, I have a pregnant wife who overthinks everything. And so my job is just to be like, it's a bomb. Like, what could happen? Our neighbor has had some delivered in the snow that froze to the ground. That's pretty sad. Yeah, we have like, we've done it up. I mean, this is a great birth spot. We have heat lamps. We have no other goats. It's like a 5-star goat birth area. You know, we got some like stuff around here. We got treats and bottles and all this stuff. We're ready to crush. Just got a bottle of, Scrooge McDuck was 3.3 centimeters at most. I think it was trans. Oh, BB, what if you have to fly in a veterinarian helicopter? It's pretty funny. BB is YouTube certified. He also stayed at a Holiday Inn Express too. Thank you, Cod. This is my kind of hangout, BB Gray. It's a great idea. You know, sometimes people need a break of my Pink Floyd covers. But I also like just hanging. Hey, BB, if you're super sick, does Amy milk and feed the goats? She's never had to. Ryan's daughter has helped out when I've been out of town. Amy can. But like in this last run when I was like kind of sick, I still can milk and do everything. She does a lot, but I do the animal stuff. It's no big deal. I can do it sick. 20 centimeters is 2.3645 Rogans. Yeah, it's a lot bigger than a Chinaman's limp. This is a holistic birth spot, big time. BB, look into getting a colloidal silver generator. I just got mine. Links in my channel chat. All right. I mean, good for you, man, but I'm cool. I'm working on the turpentine right now. All the rape genetically wired them to waddle for good. Exactly. That way you can never tell who was just raped. Like, the entire duck world is just a Me Too phenomenon. But they're fine with it. They don't perceive themselves as victims. So they just kind of have a great time. My neighbor's horse gave birth and the horse... Oh, and just remember, the male duck that's constantly raping, when the weasel comes, Gary the duck did put his life on the line for the females, and he did die protecting them. He earned those rapes. Like, when the weasel came into the duck area, Gary the duck was found face down in a swimming pool with a boner, gutted. But he went out and fought the weasel, and the girls were safe. And so that's why when you see all the rapes, you're like, oh, well, in exchange, he literally will die protecting them. And, you know, it's just, it's duck rape. It's not exactly violent. Can you put the go? I still haven't looked into the turpentine stuff. Thanks for the reminder. I've never heard of using it. Me neither. My buddy told me about it, and now people are writing me stuff. And I just got this. I read it already, but it just says, turpentine cured me from being gay. I'm just going to read the first part. Weird title, I know, but I had to get your intention somehow with this info. The title is from a YouTube video of a guy that claims he stopped having homosexual urges after doing the turpentine cleanse. This was not his intent, though. He also hits on some deeper connections. What if we just went into gay bars and just put little bits of turpentine in all their drinks? And they like were like, oh my God. Yeah, I work in the fashion industry and you look so good. You go to Planet Fitness, no way. And then they're drinking, they're like, oh man, what is this? I need to get out, I'm going to Olive Garden. If they just, if it killed the gay parasites. The people aren't the parasites. Don't mishear me. I'm not calling gay people parasites. I just think that they may be serving some worms in their gut. Get your t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, flasks. Oh, yeah, at unbearablesmerchandise.com. Fucking weasels are little assholes. Dude, they're by far the worst. By far. Like, I've grown to have respect for coyotes. Weasels, I would genocide them. I mean, they will kill just for fun. They do it for sport. They do it. They're truly sadistic. Like, they'll kill a bunch of stuff and not even eat any of it. And they're these little grabbers. It's just, like, they're not, like, the coyote will be a little bastard to eat, though. At least they eat it. They'll eat dead stuff. The weasel will just kill to hear the snap of the neck. They're like, evil. Hey, what's up, BB and Bears? What was the Gematria YouTube channel again? I don't know. They have two worms inside of them. You know the rest, yeah. Inside you are two worms. One is gay. The other is bi. But at least with that one, you can have a good relationship with a woman. BB, what eggs do you prefer, duck or chicken? Chicken, by far. Duck is good for baking, but little gamey for me. You've been Duterte, right. Pauly Shore killed Gary? No, I don't think so. I don't think Pauly Shore is capable of any kind of physical activity that masculine. Gays are serving the dumpster worm. Yes. Trash pandas are a pain too. Are those just, what are trash pandas? Raccoons? I don't have a problem with raccoons. They're not as bad as weasels, but more shady than coyotes. But weasels are just wretched. They're wretched animals. They killed Gary for no reason. He was just a simple rapist who just wanted to the simple life, just constant raping and quacking. Ducks taste a little rapey. Yes, they do. Like raccoons or opossum, hate those things. Well, raccoons have weird black hands with like thumbs. But I don't know. I respect their ability to climb trees, and they're not just serial killers like weasels. And weasels, I hate everything about them. I hate their little bodies, their spiky teeth, their shitty grin. When I killed that one weasel with an axe, I loved it. You know, sometimes I don't like killing animals, even if it's like food or something. But like weasels, I'm like, yes! You know, I loved it. It made me happy. The blood was the best to see. Turpentine next hit Gary Barfad. Yep. Rogan Rooster is pumping all the other male birds, and only Red Pill Rooster is onto a slimy game. Yeah, all the other birds want status in the coop. They want to be like higher in the perch, even though it doesn't even matter at all if you have an outside perspective. Just like American hierarchies in business. You know, in the bird hierarchy, the chickens are like, they'll do anything to get one rung up. But in reality, they're just standing there shitting. And they all let Joe Rogan Rooster pump. That's why I'm not kidding. Red Pill Rooster really doesn't hang with the coop. He's out. He likes to be alone, and sometimes he likes to hang out with the silky chickens. Bloodlust? Yeah, they're disgusting animals. BB, have you ever had to put a chicken or goat down and had them for dinner? No. I put a rooster down because he scratched my son, and he was acting a little aggressive, and we already had another rooster, and then we did eat that rooster. It was very tasty. But I wouldn't eat an animal that was, like, sick. Oakland in the house. What up, Oakland? I felt pretty bad. The anger I had, but I was scared for my dogs. I don't know what you're referring to. The weasel is a snake with fur. Worse. Snakes will just chill for like 3 weeks not eating, just soaking up sun. A weasel at all times is trying to kill for no reason. Red Pill Rooster does get it. You guys enjoying the hang?
We're hanging with a little rye pregnant goat.
Silky chickens are amazing. Yeah, they are. They're hilarious. They're like, hello. They're like the Dutch. They're like, would you like to try some chocolate? But they're smaller, so they're an easy target in the big coop. So they have their own coop, but they're funny. They're really funny. But when they get wet, their hair, they're like really cute plumes that all the girls like on Pinterest. They look like just, you know, like strippers in the rain, just beaten down. Weasels can kill animals 20 times their size too. I hate them. Well, the worst is they do it for fun. They do it just to, they're murderers. It's not even to eat. They will just kill animal after animal after animal. And just, that's it. That's the only purpose that they would do that. Like, there is total evil in the animal world. Like, everyone's like, oh, animals. Animals only do what they absolutely have to, unlike humans. In nature, animals. No, dude. Weasels are pathological serial killers. And it's not for food. It's, they work hard to murder. There's no justification at all. Like, the chickens and ducks are not attacking it at all. They're just horrifying little bastards. Hello, everybody. Red Pill Rooster is trying not to ruin everyone's Christmas. Exactly, dude. Red Pill Rooster is there if anyone wants to talk about gravy, but he's not going to ladle it on you. He's not going to force it. Because last time he tried to force it, he was almost pecked to death. Are you guys digging the vibe? We don't really, I'm just kind of rolling here with what you guys want to talk about. The weasel is the grabber of the animal world. No, I think the grabber is, no, the weasel is like a, the grabber isn't just a serial killer. The grabber of the animal world would be like, I'd have to really think about it. The weasel is way worse than the grabber. Like, I'm trying to think of like what, the raccoon is more grabber. It rubs its hands. It's like got a plan, you know. The weasel is just a like a murderer. Can I get verified as Steady Bear? Welcome, Steady Bear. Minks are savage and beautiful too. Kill their own kind too. Yeah, that's why when I see the coats, I'm like, nice. Killing murderers. Killing a lot of murderers. The weasel is the hired assassin, the grabber. That's a very good point, Joey. Cats kill out of boredom. Yeah, but it's like, that's a good point. But it's different though. It's like weasels are like, I don't know. I can't explain it. It's just horrifying. Weasel is the grabber's assassin. The raccoon is definitely the grabber. Yeah, he's got the sneaky hands. He's rubbing his hands. Yeah. Oh, and my black killed rooster rapist is my best friend and a great watch rooster. Sweet. Now we have bigger roosters. I get it now. Walter's better with the chickens and everything. It wasn't really the chickens' fault for scratching Walter, but, you know, we had enough roosters. I like some big roosters to protect. Cats are serial killers. Yeah, but it's different than the weasel. The cat is almost like, I don't know, they're taking out trash a little bit. They're killing, like, rabbits and shit. I mean, rats. They're not just, like, killing chickens. Maybe they would, though. You can train mink to hunt mice and rats. That's intense. Cats would kill humans if they were big enough. Definitely. Yeah, I have two cats that I never see, and I couldn't be happier about it. I like them because they have gotten rid of the mice and rat situation. It's great. I want nothing to do with them. I don't want to pet them or anything. I'll give them food. They do their job. Every now and then I'll see a flash of black. I'm like, nice. I have a trash thief as a pet, very sneaky grabber. BB, have you ever shot a coyote trying to break in and kill the goats? No, but I have. I decked out literally two different AR-15s just for coyotes. And the fence has been fine. And we don't really have a problem here because there's so much. Like one for the day and one for the night. I was all like pumped. Not pumped, but I was like on a mission. I was almost going to wear like war paint and shit. No need at all. You know, like my area has so much to eat in the ravine and everything. They're not really that hungry. And they also, a fence. They're like, fuck it. Good damn, even Americans. Have a blessed week. Using dogs in combo with minks. Flies rub their hands together and like poop. It's very true, Laura Bear. Very true. They're always doing this. Yeah, have you ever seen a fly up close? It's totally a grabber. Me and my buddy were thinking about doing a funny sketch, grabber gloves, for like the grabber that's like chafing his hands because he keeps like listening to the news about like false flag attacks and rape and stock market. And he's just, his hands are like getting so chafed. It's like, are you a grabber that loves sneaking and scamming? It's like, ugh. It's like, but you have blisters on your hands from just too much excitement. They're like, ugh. It's like, you need grabber gloves. The coyotes are in awe versus a manner they don't even want to step into it. Right, totally. We've had zero coyotes killing anything here. It just isn't a thing. It was the weasel. BB's fence doesn't blow over in the wind either. It's post or something. Dude, at least 2 inches each with cement, every post. And the fence was built with love, where it's like, I there's no ability to get under that fence. Bald eagles are grabby. Yep. Death from above is more of a threat, hawks and eagles, but, you know, we have enough random things in the yard like ducks and alpacas and goats and shit that the hawks are like, this is fucking weird, I'm out of here. So true, grabbers are insects, mosquitoes. I wouldn't go that far, but there's some behavior. That would be an epic sketch. Yeah, it's like trying to help out the grabber. Like, are you starting to wear your hands down from all the scheming and plotting? Do you have grabble hands? Jeff Goldblum started in the fly. Very good point. That's a fucking hardcore fence. It's legit. But if I was in like Wyoming, you know, or Eastern Washington, where there's way more of a coyote problem and way less just random animals and water everywhere, it might be more of a sitch. I'd probably just get like some sort of, what are those things called? Aeolian shepherd or like a Pyrenees and not hang out with them and make him a goofball like George. Like I just put him out with the goats and let him just do his thing. Speaking of bald eagles, been back on the Niagara River past few years. Real sweet. Sweet. Nice. Sherlock Holmes would be able to spot the grabber. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that's his one weakness is the grabber. Sherlock Holmes' character still makes me laugh. It's like, he was the ultimate detective, but the only time he was ever tricked were the Jews. And so he's always thinking everything is the Jews because he knows he can't spot it. It's a pretty complicated character. I remember the night stream with Amy and the rats. Now you have cats. Yeah, we solve problems at Ursa Manor. Birds rate my raspberry bushes. Yeah, we have... That's just one thing that's cool. And one thing about birds that are fine, those type of birds, is the hawks will just eat them. We have like netting and stuff, but I think that's one of the reasons I planted just so many bushes and we have so many blackberries and stuff that we're going to cover the strawberries, but you know, it's all good. Birds serve their function. They are, they're another meal for hawks and eagles. Grabber gloves would have the thumb and forefinger missing to better count the nickels. Yeah, and when they have to put their finger up their own ass to feel anything. I don't know. I might have went too far on that one. Sherlock Holmes, how did I miss this? Dude, Sherlock Holmes is a whole character I did. I'll put it up. It's it was in my last channel. I don't even know if it's still on YouTube anywhere. If anyone has Sherlock Holmes, just upload it and just send it to me or something. This reminds me of the old IG stream nights. Yeah, I'm just going to do that here too because I miss those too. I don't want every episode to just be like totally focused. I mean, those make for good episodes when you're like driving or working and stuff. It's more organized, but I just like chilling and talking to you guys. I don't get mad about people saying shit or talking about the stream being grabbled if I'm not trying to make a very distinct and delicate point. No squirrel issues? No. Off topic, but there is no topic. But have you thought about what happens when a trans becomes a ghost? What sex is it? I don't know, but they always use Ben Shapiro's sheets. Ha ha. Sherlock Holmes is my favorite. Yeah, it's really funny. Oh my God, thank you. Thank you. When the hats are up to no good, Sherlock Holmes is on the case. A sleuth sleuth. Yeah, and he knows that they're really up to a lot because they're the one group that tricked him, but he still can't always see it. And it, because the stream's still going. It appears to be slightly graveled. Hang on. One second, ladies and gentlemen. Hold tight. Sherlock Holmes is here. Is it still wrong? Sweet. Yeah, some of my agitation in my normal streams, you got to understand, it literally is, I'm covering topics that some of the time I feel like nauseous, like the George Michael song about pedophilia and stuff. Like, that shit makes me like angry. And so to keep, sometimes you have to understand that some of these topics, I know I can like cover them funny and not dwell on it and all that, but it's easy for me to start getting agitated when I'm like showing a giant scam or hoax or fear machine, you know? So right now is more just like how I am, like at a fire or something. Who even likes Shapiro anymore? His sponsors, Bull and Branch. I don't know anybody that listens to him anymore. Do you guys even know anybody that listens to Ben Shapiro anymore? Because that's the thing, is like, the people who listened to him weren't evil. They were good people trying to find an honest voice. And Ben is a manipulative little prick. BB, what's your best advice on quitting drinking? Because you just seem to stop with no problem. I commend you for it. It wasn't no problem. I think it was, what did I do? I don't know how I did it so easily. I think I just really knew I had to. It wasn't no problem, though. I've always really enjoyed drinking, but it would have been a lot harder if I was like in the same town as my brother or like my high school friends. You know, a lot of it is just your culture and your habits. You know, like if you go out, is everyone always drinking? Like that type of shit. And then sometimes if you quit drinking, some of your friends don't seem to want to hang as much. That's the type of shit that can really rope you in. But I don't know. I just really, once I realized I was grabbing myself, I was doing self, not drink. It's very simple. Don't drink. Yeah, but it's not always that simple. I mean, it is if you're totally, I don't know. It sounds that, I mean, logically it should be that simple, but it isn't. Quitting porn, I can tell you how to do it easily, is replace it with conspiracy gravy videos. Like, it's that feeling of like looking for new videos and like just clicking on thumbnails was almost more addictive than the pornography. And so if you get into something that's more exciting, which gravy is more exciting than pornography, it's way easier to quit that way. I made the mistake and started smoking again after 12 years and need help. Any tips for me? Get as healthy as you can, sleep a lot, drink a lot of water, B-complex vitamins. Try to avoid places where you smoke a lot. Yeah, I'm trying to quit now. I quit chewing tobacco on my birthday because like 8 years ago, I said I was giving myself a birthday present of a longer life, and that worked. For some fucking odd reason. JLP says to just not make a big deal to quit. Don't be like, I'm a recovering alcoholic. Some people, I guess that works for, but like, if you just jump into another victim status and like be like, it's a disease, I have no power. I'm not going to tell you what to do because that works for some people. But for me, it was just like, all right, I got to turn this boat around. Is this thing still going in and out? I might have to figure something out here. What's going on with this gravy? My hubby quit smoking on the 4th of July by sleeping for 4 days straight, literally. He slept off the cravings. That's good. Yes, I use a program that deals with the mental part. Yeah, like everybody likes drinking and high-fiving. It's like, well, I'm a recovering alcoholic. I will be my life. I have a disease. Now, fuck that. You're not a victim. You know? If it helps some people, I'm not going to tell you not to do it. But for me, that didn't work at all. It was more just like, no more of that. Porn is made by the grabber? Of course it is. And they rub their hands the entire time. We've been doing a lot of projects, gardening, home improvement. Keep your mind on crushing and you don't have to try. Yeah. What do they call it when you quit? Well, one of the worst things is free time. Free time is like a time. That's one of the reasons I knew I had to quit drinking was I have too much control over my day. So I had to develop way better discipline. Because sometimes what keeps you from doing stuff is just going to work, being busy, working on stuff. Because you can't just drink. You know, some people that are weekend warriors, if they work for themselves from home and people enjoy drinking with them on live streams, like, you know, that can easily cascade into a problem where the natural pushback of people's day, I didn't have. And that's when I was like, oh boy, I got to nip this in the bud. You know, it's kind of like gay guys and sex. It's like the natural pushback of women being like, let's date first, keeps guys in check. But like two guys are like banging, banging, banging. And then everyone just bangs himself to death. You can see it. Like the natural systems require some pushback. Like you can drink if you're really busy and you don't have much time to drink and it's only special occasions. Just to wind down with your buddies or something. But like if you're in control of your whole day and there's no pushback, like people are like, yeah, fire up the live stream. Let's get drunk. I'm like, oh no. Yeah, I've been there, BB. Yeah. Idle hands is the devil's playground. It is. That's why like just replace it with something else. I'd like to do mushrooms one more time, Buddhist spiritual experience. I have zero interest. BB, for next piano stream, check out Chloe Dancer, Clown of Thorns by Mother Love Bone. I won't remember. I won't pretend like I will. Nowadays, women want to bang right from the jump. Not quality ones. Maybe like urban Tinder women, but majority don't. It's not in their instinct. And if they do, they're only doing that because they think that's empowering. It's not. Like, men naturally are like, banging? Like, there's nothing holding them back. Women naturally, it doesn't make sense for them to bang strangers. None. And I don't care how many pills they're on or how much e-channel they watch, it isn't like beneficial to them at all to have like strange ween inside of them. Even if they think it is, even if they're like, you know, into that, not really. You know, and I'm not being a white knight at all. When BB moved into the neighborhood, I became an alcoholic overnight and then it ended as quickly as it started. It was true. I just kept going over to Ryan just being like, let's drink. It was funny when I'm like, Ryan, now that I don't drink, like, how are we going to hang out? And he's like, dude, I only drink with you. I was like, oh. BB, what did you replace it with? What, drinking? I just stopped drinking. Looking back, I think I used some kombucha a little bit. It hit my head really hard where I'm like, oh, this isn't workable at all. You know, I don't know. I don't know what else to tell you. I started taking a lot of pride in not drinking. Because for me, it was also really fun when people would call me a drunk. They're like, oh, he's just always drinking in his backyard. And I'd be like, oh, I don't drink ever. It's like, what? I enjoyed that power of just being like, oh, I'm sober completely. And I'm like, but I mean, my narrative, my precious narrative. I don't know how the word Buddhist got in that LOL. Did you actually laugh out loud? Quitting drinking was easy. Cigarettes, not so much. Yeah, chewing tobacco was hard for me for a long time. Was Ryan watching streams then? Yeah, dude, Ryan got into streams. He was dialed in immediately. He was like, dude, great stuff. alcohol isn't addictive. It's a habit, so just do other things. Yeah, it's not even close to like the addiction of pornography or nicotine. It's the social aspect and it's the sugar. Like the sugar of alcohol is very physically addictive. And the social act aspect and the ritual aspect, is it can be addictive, but alcohol itself is not very addictive. He drank La Croix for a little while. Oh yeah, I did go through a La Croix thing. And then when people were like, Big Brian, I miss you just drinking. That was hard for me. The hard part was people saying like, man, I love what you're doing, but I just miss the White Claw streams. I'm like, I don't care, but I cared a little. That was the hard part when people were like, oh man, you don't think I like the fire and the little bike and the White Claws and the themes and how everybody would just like get on a theme. Of course I like that. And then I think I pretty much started the entire White Claw fad that's now taking over gay bars and everyone. And I'm just watching it happen. I'm like, you're welcome, bunch of homos. Enjoy the claw. Yeah, the social's big. Like with my brother, I don't think I could have stuck to it. Cause maybe I could have, but just post hard labor work with my brother who loves beers. I mean, and he's like, I'm Bravo to his Alpha. That's one of the reasons that I have so many Bravo characteristics, even though I have more of an Alpha position in life, is because of my brother. He's that, like, bigger than life, you know? And so I don't know how I would be like, no beer. He'd be like, but brother, the beers, the brothers. I'd be like, the brothers. He's one of those guys that can crack me, too. It's like, he's just so dominant, so charismatic, so fun that, like, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. You did start the claw fad? Yeah, and then Gammas will be like, everyone did it. It's not you. Everyone's been saying land the plane and fancy pants forever. It's not you. My favorite beer is right after a hockey game. Yes, Skyington Bear, that's a good time for a beer. Really, did BB never heard of White Claw before you? Yeah, I mean, I started a fad that I had to tap out of and just let the gay guys enjoy it. I was just the DD to sit. Turpentine Claws, yep. Afterward beers are nice. Dude, so nice. I walk by the White Claws in the store and a sappy 80s song starts playing and I drop a tear. It was a fun time, man. And that's why I would get real aggressive when people are like, I miss the Claws, bro. I mean, I like your streams, but there was nothing like that. I was like, fuck you. You could get out of here. I'm going to ban you for life. But inside I was like, yeah, man, I get it. I'm not going to drink and be a dad and have all this free time because that is like just trouble waiting to happen. I needed God to relieve this obsession. Yeah, I mean, that's a factor for everything. I just don't really think about it. I think if you're just like an atheist materialist, it'd be pretty hard to quit anything. You're just like, but I want the precious pleasure. Now people take Instagram photos with White Claw. Yeah, BB, you should get the gay guy into turpentine shots. I know. Mango Claws are dope. Too bad I don't drink anymore. Yeah, there was no sugar in it. They tasted pretty good. They said claw on it, which was fun for the bears. I don't know. Look up what's in White Claw. I'd look on the ingredients. It just was like booze and partying. I prefer the leaf. Never really been a fan of the hops or spirit once in a while. Okay. I think your brother has enough respect that he wouldn't offer you a beer. Yeah, he would respect it. But also, he knows I don't have a drinking problem. But see, that's the thing about where we're from. It's like, he's like, you know, the response would be like, dude, you've never been arrested. You've never had a DUI. You've never hit a chick. And I'm like, that's not what I'm holding myself to these days. you guys want to see a really funny video? Is Rango Star still sober? Yes. Yeah, crushing. Is there no sound for anyone else? I don't know. I still love my beer and whiskey. It's tough. I love drinking and listening to country music. Yeah, man, it's not evil. It's not like opioids. It's not like going to kill you, but it'll slowly weaken you if you don't have control over it. But I'm not this like evangelical sobriety guy where I'm like, you can't listen to country music and have your whiskey. I'm like, that sounds fun, man. It's just like, you know you. Don't lie to yourself. If you're committed to not lying to yourself and really be honest, Like, is it a thing? Like, do you, you know, are you a worse dad? Like, do you drink too much? Like, is it not just landing the plane? Is it like a way to escape stress? And if you, and if you trust yourself enough to not lie to yourself, it's a whole different thing. But like, it's easy to lie to yourself. Very easy. But it's not like evil. Like, landing the plane with a beer or some wine is not like, like a demon, like, you know, opioids are. Such a legend. I can only imagine your brother stream. Dude, my brother's funnier than me. BB is better without alcohol. Thank you, bear named Z. I think alcohol hinders. Yeah, I know I'm a much better person without alcohol. Amy likes me better. I'm more responsible. I'm less grumpy in the morning. I get more done. I think clearer. I'm less emotional. It's overall way better. But, you know, I'm still like an Oswego townie. It's like my life has become the Contra cheat code. AABB, up, down, left, right. Psychedelics are for sodomites. It's fine now. Sorry I have sound. It was 1 year old. No one was concerned, but I'm glad you cleared that up. Truth over comfort. Yep. Crystal meth and opioids seem like truly evil drugs. Cocaine is just gay. Well, all that stuff, that'll rob your soul. Alcohol will weaken you. It's kind of like masturbation versus porn. Like, masturbating weakens you. A lot of porn will, like, start darkening your soul. Like, alcohol starts just, like, weakening you. You know, you just get a little more like, eh. You're less in control of your emotions. You're less in control of stuff. But there is a big difference. Like, masturbation is like you're draining your power. It's, like, weak. You start, like, a circuit that's grounded in you. It's just odd. It's not how, it's not, it weakens you. Porn will distort your soul. And it's similar to meth and opioids versus alcohol. Like alcohol is like, you won't be there if anyone needs a ride. Like, you won't be there if someone needs, like, you to be incredibly alert because something goes down. You know? And that's a reality. Like, if you're five beers in, and your kid needs to be rushed to the hospital, like, you're out. And was it really worth it? Alcohol sets off my Tourette's tics real bad. That'd be funny to hear, though. Tourette's shit is really funny. Especially when someone just can't stop saying nigger. Like, nothing's funnier to me than, like a nice person being like, yeah, man, nigger, nigger. I'm like, this is heaven. Strong drinks make strong men weak. Yeah, if I were to recommend, if you like drinking, put in the effort to make it. And it takes weeks. It takes discipline. It takes knowing how to do it. You have to, like, juice apples and all that stuff. You do it with your community. There's no chemicals in it. Like, that's... It's like my brother rolls cigarettes because he likes smoking, but he wants to make it hard. So it takes time. And he uses natural tobacco, which oddly has some positive effects. Tobacco isn't just bad. Mostly it's the chemicals. But, you know, it still weakens your lungs a bit. But so my brother will roll because he can't, like, that'll slow him down enough. Heroin will take your life. Meth will take your soul. And alcohol will slowly kill your liver after a long time. Yeah. I actually laughed out loud. Nice. I don't know over what. I'm just rambling. I drove drunk bears after Indiana show. Nice, Survivor Bear. Did you like it, the Indiana show? Owen and his brother were in a car drive-thru. It was real cool. They offered the cashier kid tickets to Owen's show. Yeah, I mean, me and my brother used to make sketches all the time. He's hysterical. No one thinks like him in the world. I swear to God. A good quality whiskey in small amounts can be medicinal. Yes. That's what I'm saying. Be honest with yourself. Like, a little bit of alcohol can be an antioxidant. It can help with all kinds of shit. It's not unnatural to drink alcohol. In a lot of human history, it's like, that's how you stored food. That's why in the forefather days, everyone was drinking beers because it made it like cleaner water. And it was like how you could store calories for long periods of time. But if you lie to yourself, there's no way to have this conversation with yourself. A bear with Tourette's, bike thief. Dirty movies always gross me out. The first one I saw, I never watched one after. See, I was quite the opposite. I was like, this is unbelievable. Oh yeah, when I first saw it, it was insane. Like, it didn't really resonate. I thought it was like, I was like, what is this? But then I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my entire, like, this is unbelievably great. I'm not going to lie about it. I'm not going to be like, I always knew there was something wrong with it. I was like, I can't whack off enough in the day. Your hood teleported on your head. Would your brother ever join you on a live stream? He'd do sketches and stuff. Maybe he would, but I don't know. He lives far away and he likes to do other stuff. That's why he's so funny. He's like, dude, it's just, I don't know. He's like, let's go skiing in the middle of the night. I'm like, okay. My addictions were very tough. Great life lessons. Yep. Back in the day, you had to hide your porno mags. You felt the appropriate amount of shame for your dirty deeds. Yeah, and there was a limit. It was like the amount of pages you had. With the internet, it's like, it's the never-ending bottle of whiskey. It's just like all you can drink. Yeah, like natural limits would keep people from like seeing how bad it would get. I don't remember driving home from the Hobart show. Oh, interesting, Don. It was good hanging with you that night, man. I want to see more No Help Harry skits, please. Yeah, like those were so fun. No Help Harry. There's an insect bear with Tourette's. Dual Smith stream would be fun. Oh, it's great. But the best is when me and my brother develop these characters, like No Help Harry, where it's like, Harry, I'm stuck on the road. It's like, the whole thing was that he never helped anyone. We love themes. We love repetition. And no one in the world clicks with me like him. It's amazing. Like, he inspired, like, I get more creative around him to a degree that's just, it's unbelievable. BB, as soon as you mentioned about moms banging stepsons, it turned me off completely. I changed right then and there. Right. Because in the cold light of day, when you just say what it is, it's so jarring. Versus when you're on a bender, you're like, oh, little naughty stepmom. Oh. And then you're just like, what is this? And then it doesn't work anymore. And then you see it. And then when you truly break the addiction, you can't even imagine. You're just like, that's just a dark, weird place that people get stuck in. Porn did scare me at first, but there was this odd intrigue. Yeah, I was blown away. It was like, I was just blown away. Porn for women is movies with men who eat unrealistic emotional expectations. Yeah, and just porn though. They've gotten hooked on that stuff too. The Grabber has done his job. Not as much as men, obviously, but there's all kinds of stuff happening. We don't need to focus on it. Oh, and did y'all find a peacock? No, but we're going to look into it. Waterlogged mags found in the gravel pit. Yeah, or like Cinemax through the gravels. Like, we used to have like dirty channels that were scrambled.
Hey, Raya.
So you'd like have to like almost see a tit. Like coming through like scrambled TV. Hey, BB, now you are a farmer. You could go by Benjamin Smith, very Amish sounding. Yeah, maybe. Dude, I get it. I'm the same way with your brother. Nobody else gets our comedy. Yeah, it's unbelievable. And we actually did a ton of it. We did all the Case Closed, Beers Open, and like just massive laughter, massive creativity. I'm excited to go visit him again soon. I've known some men that have to keep watching Stranger and Everybody! Everybody, they get desensitized. Some, maybe not everybody, but like, just, it's about desensitizing. It's really weird. And yeah, it's one of the ways that they change social norms. They start with porn, the real extreme stuff early. Like, dude, can you imagine like, interracial porn back in the day was shocking to people. Like, to see like two black guys with like a blonde girl, like that, or just one black guy with a blonde girl, but two is just, I mean, that's like would make people's blood boil, like get the rope situation. But just blacks on blondes and stuff, like in the 80s and 70s, like that helped push a lot of globalism. Like, that's, there's a reason for this shit. They were just starting to normalize, make it a fetish, and start pushing it, pumping it. And so you don't think people can be interracial? Of course people can be interracial. The point was to change the entire thing so people were numb to it looking odd. I wish I had close siblings. Mine always told me I was an accident. Well, maybe you were an accident. I don't know. Yes, I feel like a man again since giving up that garbage. Yeah. Yeah, you listen better. You're more tuned in. You're less just like, eh. Dude, porn makes people into gammas. Looney Tunes had characters smoking cigarettes and in blackface. Yeah, BB is the 2B in the background. Looks like he's trying to get out. No, that's pregnant Raya. That's the reason we're here. She might give birth any minute. Looney Tunes made me smoke cigs, confirmed. Yeah, that's why. Just be careful what your kids are watching. Would you guys want to see a really funny video? Now BBC means something else in porn. Yeah, but see, it's not working like it did because it went too far. It went too. People got numb and then they got weird and then they just got like isolated and that started affecting their life. Like back in the day, if you just had a porno mag, it didn't like break your spirit and make you incapable of meeting a girl, you know? So people are digging themselves out now. That's so true. Porn makes gamma males. Beyond. Because think about the secret king. In their mind, they're like having orgies and everybody wants them and they get to just witness the sex of like the most deviant sultan in the world and then not have to cuddle or chat with them. They just shut it off. They hit the X button. And then when they want it again, they just fire it back up. And then they become narcissistic because they're pleasuring their own dick. There's something narcissistic about that. And so the more they do that, the more they're like, I am the secret. I deserve. It's like this weird alternate world where they train themselves to think that they're like both amazing and pathetic simultaneously. I was never a full-blown gamma, but I did make a lot of excuses for myself. Yeah, I mean, a lot of us were never full-blown gammas, but it just makes you a little weak and just kind of over it. You're not as excited about anything. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Stories that make women feel the need to care for kids is porn for them. Well, women's porn can be odd. A lot of it is books about a psychopathic man who has a ton of resources and is violent, but only likes one woman, but is capable of rape and murder. But one, it's the Beauty and the Beast thing where it's like this like total animal, like as animalistically male as possible, but yet also has a dignified side that only comes out with the woman. That's like female porn. It's just as twisted. It gets more and more twisted, but it's just like that's what it is. For men, it's 0.7 hip to waist ratio, high, for non-sickos, but not like high fertility and low status men being able to get as much sex as they want. Like, there's a reason it was like the pizza man. There's a reason it's like just the random dude. And then the chick who just can't get enough. Because it's the low status male getting the very fertile woman. For women, it's the incredibly high status, violent man that only can be tamed. Like the Game of Thrones storyline was very female pornish. It was like, you never heard of female porn? 50 Shades of Grey. And don't think it's any more moral than Bang Bros. They like books better because they like to be the authors of the details. The storyline in Game of Thrones where it was like that horse riding like rape legend war machine guy and the blonde girl that tamed him, that's female porn. Where it's like this innocent blonde, you know, girl that's just not really experienced. And like the most like warrior crushing, just murdering fucking savage is like, we'll be gentle with her, but also has a dark, like that's what it is. And so it's like the princess and the savage king who changes around her, like that's female porn. And it's fucking weird, but that's what sparks them up because they want the ultra masculine, the resources, and they want to feel completely special. And so the more that's exaggerated, it becomes absurd, where it's like a Mongol king rapist, you know, but totally like soft with her and their kings and queens. BB, this has been an awesome stream. You should do more of these nighttime chat with the bear streams. I will. This is fun for me as well. We were talking about making a bike porn in the saloon the other day. Facebook ads tried to sell me female porn books today. One was called Preacher Needs a Boo. Well, women are now fantasizing about a stable man that wants a family, and it's not working like it once did, because it's, you know, it'll spark their synapses, but it's getting to the point where it's like a T-Rex with a Ferrari. It's just like retarded. Women are so complicated when it comes to that shit. Not really, though. It follows an equation pretty standard. It's like a man, high status man, savage passion and drive, but completely head over heels over one normal girl. And then fill in the details, and that's their porn. And so, you know, controlled animal. That's what they like, you know. But in reality, that doesn't really turn out great. Kind of like what men think is a fantasy in reality is not a fantasy. It gets very sad. I was in high school when 50 Shades came out, and a ton of my friends' moms had a copy out in the open. Well, they had friends over. Super weird. Super weird. Super weird. It was normalized so quickly, and it was like, I made fun of it immediately. I called it 50 counts of rape. I was like, yeah, it's 50 counts of rape. Like, put it right in their face. Like, a lot of rape in there. Odd pedo vibes, too. Like, the girl talks like she's 15. And, yeah, it's like women are like, yeah, it's just a book. It's like, whatever, man. Reminds me of a piano and beers without the piano. Yeah, totally. Control is what they want. Well, they want to be completely unique to a savage man that otherwise would just kill and rape and collect gold. But because of her uniqueness, he can serve her, but is still that. It's a duality that is impossible, by the way. Impossible. Like that duality of like, you know, Christian Grey, this like billionaire, ruthless, sexual deviant, like that guy doesn't just go, but just this one. His entire nature is not that. So that's when women get, because women get in this duality zone, because when they're ovulating and when they're not ovulating, they like very different qualities in you. They don't want multiple men. They want you to be two different men. I've done a lot of stand-up about this. When they're ovulating, they want you to take charge. They want you to be dominant. They want you to, you know, be strong, almost aggressive. When they're not ovulating, they want you to be their friend, their partner, someone who listens to them, like completely different qualities in you. And so when you understand that, they don't even appear crazy. Like when they're ovulating, their body wants very strong genes. They want a man that will make a baby that doesn't die from sickness and can be strong, that'll live. They don't want a weak emotional man to impregnate them, because then they'll have weaker offspring. But once they're pregnant and once they're not ovulating, they don't want the man to kill them. They don't want the man to bring home a bunch of girls to have threesomes with. They want a man that can be supportive and loving to them. So, you know, a lot of these female romance movies, you have the duality. You have the vampire and the werewolf. It's just constant. Like in, what was that movie with Ryan Reynolds with the Notebook and all that? You always have like the fighter and the dreamer, the mechanic and the professor, the shirtless werewolf in the woods, and then the soft-spoken emo vampire. But they want it. They want both of those men in you, though. They don't want double men. They don't. They want you to have both of those qualities under control, so that when they need a man, you're a man, and when they need a friend, you're a friend. And if you have control over yourself, you can deliver that very easily. But like when it's like, but Betsy, It's like, well, where do you want to go to eat? It's like, well, you choose. It's like, no, you choose, Betsy. It's like, well, just pick a place. Like, but Betsy, usually you require so much for food that I'd rather have you. It's like, just pick a place, be a man and fuck me, you know? And then 3 days later, she's like, well, I'm really feeling cashews. And you're like, but I thought I was supposed to pick that. I just picked the place. It's like, Betsy. And it makes complete biological sense. Complete. When they're ovulating, they want dominance. When they're not, they don't. That's it. And why wouldn't they? They want their kids to survive and they don't want to be raped and murdered. And when you understand it, you just don't get the resentment against women like these MGTOW guys. It's like, they never know what they want. One day they want me to pick the place to eat. One day they want me to bang them hard from behind. And the next day they want to like just make out and just, I'm like, yeah, completely different biological needs depending on the 28-day cycle, which oddly matches the moon that we never went to. And that's reality. That's the nature of women. You can fight against it. You can try and make women men all you want. They're not. So on point on. Yeah, and that's, women are like, this, dude, I'm this right about the moon landing. But it's just different. People are less like, I don't know. Every time, like, once you realize you can't change nature, like, that is nature. That is the nature of women. Be a man, not a bitch, and always have my back and be fun. Right, but there will be different specific needs based on 1 month's time. Make her a table. BB gets human nature overall. Yeah. That's true. My daughter and husband sat on the couch for half an hour. In the end, they didn't order anything. Well, that's when the man has to order. You know? That's the thing. Is sometimes women are just in an order spiral and they can't pick anything. Just pick it. It's like, I don't know if I want. Well, this is what we're getting. But when she wants to do it herself and she just wants you to listen and talk about what type of avocado she wanted, didn't do that. But there's a spiral moment when you realize a woman is just overthinking it and just needs you to be like, this is what we're getting. And then I'm going to bang you and make a baby in your womb. Raccoons aren't a problem if you have a big dog. I don't have a problem with raccoons. I think a lot of pest problems are, you know, dwellings that aren't tight. I know some people think I'm crazy for having these like elaborate sheds and barns, but it saves a lot of death when you have like, you know, a tight place for your chickens and stuff. Like, you know, these grabblers are opportunists. If they can't get in easily, they just move on. What is Rye doing? She's sitting down. Been married for 20 years. I get it. You get it. I hope she's not dating a gamma. Owen Benjamin, I've tried to do that too. Order spiral. Mother Nature's truly a bitch. Well, yeah, I mean, there's cycles that you can't fight. It's like, try to grow crops in the winter. You can try as much as you want. That's not when it's coming. It's like, there are times for stuff. And you can say no, but it's like, nah, okay. It's like, but that's when it is. There's cycles. You guys want to see some funny videos? I like possums. I have no problem with possums. Are they the ones that pretend to be dead? If you understand the basic biological needs of the sexes, it all makes sense. Yes, it does. You got, because men can be just like jizz machines, just looking to pump and, you know, pound. You know, I do a whole bit about that. How men have 100 million sperm pressed against their balls at all times and they know they're dying. It's called the ballocaust. And women have one egg a month. It just goes there, sits there, gets a big house in the country. It's like, I don't like your shoes, right? I've covered this endlessly. But the thing is, when a woman is a really good woman to a man and understands his nature and is like, the man isn't, you know, the man has to be in the right headspace and the right guy. It's like, the man will get to the point when that isn't the dominant force in his life at all. It's like, you know, that's your woman and that's where it flows. And then that jizz strength that was once just obsessed with just banging becomes like, oh, I'm going to learn how to be, I'm going to have bees. I'm going to grow my, that just becomes the fuel of the masculine. It has nothing to do with sex. It has nothing to do with having to just bang. You know, you just take that drive once you settle, that's like, that's my woman, you know? And then from there, you take that same drive that at one point drove you crazy because you're like, pounding. And then you're like, building a table. And it's really fun and beautiful to watch. The ball cause, yeah. It's hilarious to hear it out loud, but it couldn't be more true. Yes. The truth is the truth. It's like, that's why people have always paid me money to be funny, because it's funny when someone's just so obvious about it. And then it's helpful. A lot of couples are like, yes. I'm like, yeah, a lot of people pretend that their nature is not their nature. And if you do that, you're not only wasting time, you're building constructs that don't work and will only cause pain. One night I spent a half hour in a staring contest with a possum. That's very interesting. That's the husband I desire. They can all do it. You know, I have emotional scars from childhood. I used to think that I would always want a ton of women. I'm not exactly like Prince Charming. And I can't imagine being with another woman now. I can't imagine like being motivated by the pump. And guys, I used to be motivated by the pump. And I'm not saying you can just like change men, but when it works, the male force, that male drive, the same thing that'll drive you crazy where it's like, do you want other women, mama? That same force, once it's locked in with real deep love and a deep understanding and a respect for each other's nature and building something together and commitment and sacrifice, once that's locked in, that whole pump force is going to be focused on building life. And it's like that's why don't fight the male nature. That is the male nature. The male nature is, we like sleuthing. We like gravy. Problem, solution, blowjob. I used to do a bit about it. Where it's like, we are linear thinkers. We think in straight lines. Women think in the abstract. You know, it's all over the place. It's like, wow, the past, the future, the vow, the notebook, my mother. But, you know, it's like, and there's a place for that too. And men can be very straight linear. And women can be like, are you not listening? It's like, what do you want from me? And it's like, I want you to be here with me right now. It's like, but what can I do to make this better somehow? And when women don't understand that, they get frustrated. They're like, why won't you just see that I simply need? And the man's like, we just do things to help. Like, we don't sit around and just say shit to hear ourselves talk to just feel better. Like that is as foreign to us as it is for women to have someone just be like, just say what you want and I'll do it. And then we won't have problem. Like, I want to end the problem. Just say the problem. I don't know what the problem is. I just want someone. It's like, when you understand those natures and it isn't personal, it isn't like, you know, he doesn't want to just sit and talk. He doesn't want to fucking, it's like, that's not how he's wired. That isn't, and you can't change it. And she's never going to just be like super linear, just like, if you do this, everything will be fine. Or if it's like, you know, and that's just reality. And it's fine. It works. It works. You just accurately described how my brain thinks. How, yeah, I know. I'm extremely perceptive. That's why I'm a comedian. And so sometimes I'll do jokes about other stuff that's just as perceptive. And people are like, how dare you? My woman loves me planning pregnancy and wedding stuff. Good. Yeah, sometimes women just need to tap out and just take over. Except fags, they love talking. I like talking, but I don't like the roundabout talking. I don't like talking of just like, well, like lesbians knick-knacking. I don't know what, like, I'll talk all night about gravy and what could this be and tinkering and like, you know, planning something or like a thing, like a problem, like something funny. I'll get on a theme. Like, I'm not anti-talking. But like, sometimes Amy's like, well, what are you thinking about? I'm like, do you really want to know? It's like, yeah. It's like, well, there's a lot of satanic symbolism in the last Super Bowl. It's like, and she'll listen, but it's not her thing. That means she wants to be held, haha. Amy's very strong. Like she gets it, you know. That's your best comedy, men, woman, and your best gravy. I mean, to some, there's nothing better than grabber football. It all has to do with. And also, I felt like I cracked the code. I felt like I figured it out, and I did all the jokes. I did like 3 specials, mostly about, you know, the feminine, the masculine relationships, music with it. I covered it so intensely that it was to the point where if I just kept doing that, that's like branding. I'm not a brand. I'm like, wow. Because I was learning as I was doing it. I was like, why are women like this? And then as time went on, I realized that I was in a position to really understand it and make it funny. And I was attractive enough where women didn't think I was a hateful little gamma when I would mock them. But I wasn't like this stud that was just like, you know, it all worked very well. But then it got to a point where I'm like, yeah, do you guys not remember when I told you guys about all that? I find ladles love it when I read books to them. Well, I'm sure it just has to do with you, and I don't think you cracked a code there. I don't think women just like to be read to, but crying is not masculine. Not typically, no, but it happens. And when it does, it doesn't mean you're a homo or anything. It just means you're playing piano late at night. It's men aren't supposed to just cry like a lot. And it's usually about like a song about your dad or missing your brother. Or like a friend who died, or like, it's never just like, I can't deal. It's like men tell the facts straight up, women paint a story of what happened and tell you. Yeah, but together it works. Men leave out a lot. It's like, oh, I went to the store, I got something, I went home. Like, you know, sometimes men don't tell the story properly either. They're just way too practical. It's way too like efficient. And then women sometimes can just ramble themselves into oblivion, but, you know, the details of the story, it makes it rich. Men talk facts, women talk feelings. Not always, but because, you know, every time people say facts these days, I just hear Ben Shapiro. Yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's I've covered it. Let's talk about something else. Garage sailing for tools is not knick-knacking. Yeah, like men can talk about feelings, but it has to be for a practical reason. Where it's like, there's a purpose. It's not just to talk about it. I rarely cry. I haven't cried at friends' funerals. I haven't cried at times when it's insane that I didn't cry. But then I'll just listen to my old man and I'm just like a bitch. Like music with really good lyrics when I'm just chilling, every now and then I'll just have a weep. Because men can be way more emotional in situations than women, like breakups. Like women a lot of times can move on a lot faster. They can cut and roll because they're biologically designed for that. Like if they have to, if a village has been taken over, if there's a lot of rapes, they can be really cold during breakups, and men can just be a mess because men can be like dogs, just that loyal dog, like, but what do I do? Like, this is where I put my shoes. And then it can cause a tremendous amount of pain. But that's a quality that women have that a lot of men don't have, where they can just be like, it's done. Like when their instinct kicks in, they're like, this can't work. And sometimes they're just done. And it's fascinating to witness. And men are less like that. Men are more likely to be like, but you're part of my crew. Like men are more likely to be like, yeah, Gary, yeah, he like killed a dude and he's missing an eye from a raccoon and I'm pretty sure he steals, but he's my buddy. You know, women can be like, you know, she's been acting weird lately, so I need some space. I've taken breakups harder than girls in the past. Girls that, looking back, I can't believe they landed me. I love how gamma-free the chat is. Yeah, you are right, BB. Yeah. I want to hear about the goat birth process, too. Well, I originally was going to discuss the history of goats, but then this chat just became very enjoyable. I want to hear... I love during a breakup, I replayed the same song over and over for about 6 days. Well, for me, it was just the group. It was like, yeah, but you're my girl. And it's like, yeah, but it isn't. I can tell you don't even like me. And I'm like, what does that have to do with anything? Like, but this is my role. Like, there'd be times when after I got over it, I'm like, yeah, like, I didn't even really like her. It's just that, like, odd masculine commitment where it's like, through thick and thin, like, yeah, but you're my girl. It's like, but you don't like me. It's like, I committed to this thing. Over it means game over. Am I right, ladies? Am I right, ladies? When people say, am I right, ladies? I always just, you know, tell us about the expected goat, man. What do you think it'll stand on first? I don't know, Dimitri. My ex dumped me like that. I asked her why, and she just said it was time. Yeah, because a lot of times they'll let it simmer for like 6 months, and they'll act totally normal for like 6 months. Well, you're just like, yeah, this is great. But they've already started detaching. So by the time they did it, they're just like, oh, we're done now. It's like, but like just the other day, we were doing all this relationship shit. It was like, yeah, but I wasn't, you know, I'd already detached. And it's like a lot of men are like, how the fuck do you do that? Women are like, we're biologically designed to survive, you know, massive amounts of rape. I live in the house of a... Imagine if Peter Penis Butt Gay from South Bend becomes president of Rollerblades. Yeah, so many good people in here. Oh, yeah, it's great. You know, real knows real. And that's a fact. Why do you let people use you, Luna Bear? Come on, relax. Luna Bear's fine. I told my wife I'm Irish. I'll live with a bad situation my entire life. So if you have to... Dude, I'm exactly the same way. I'm so blessed that me and Amy have such a good marriage because I'm the dude who's like, this is it. It's like, yeah, but I mean, infidelity, one thing, but I'm talking like major problems. I would be like, there's no quitting in baseball. Because it's a cultural thing. It's like what you said with the Irish. There really is a mentality where it's like, yeah, but that's it. Like there's certain cultures that don't have the expectation of happiness. No goat story, my bad. Dimitri, relax. I can tell when you get on a thing. No, I'm about to go through the history of goats. BB, can you do the do you do not? Do you do not? Having a ring on a man's finger can be more powerful than a sword. Yeah, I don't wear one though because my brother scared the shit out of me with talking about getting it stuck in like chippers and doing work with it. You can lose your finger. And as a piano man. So then I used a rubber one for a while. And it would start making my finger tingle. And I'm like, I'm fine. It's everyone. I don't need a ring. But I know what you mean, the commitment of it. I think being raised by a single dad may be more of a problem than I thought. Why is that, Barine Bear? Do you feel like you act more like a male? That's because you're around gammas and shitty men. If you're around actual men, a lot of women are just not around men. Like the amount of masculinity they require. And that's why they're around all these gammas. And they're like, you know, I feel like the man. Like, I'm always the one that I'm like, yeah, because you're around, like, the modern porno man. If you were around, like, the horse archers of the past, you'd be like, ooh, make me feel beautiful and safe. BB, can you find a notebook video about building a house with jizz strength, please? Not right now, but I will. It all started with the first goat, and his name was Billy. I'm so glad you brought us to D Live. This place and community is crushing. Well, I mean, I was kicked off by Grabbers at YouTube. I like my setup there, but this is the way life works. You crumble upward. Christianity is a root is so important, especially while trying to find out what the moon is. Yeah, exactly. That's why I can ladle gravy so easily. Because I'm not defined by any of this shit. I'm just enjoying the ride. And a lot of men, a lot of military men, a lot of athletes, a lot of real masculine men love conspiracy talk. They're just like, yeah, ladle away. Because this is what you do on hunting trips. Men sit around, they do what would you rather, what would you rather games. You do hypotheticals, you do themes, comedy. You figure out what the moon is. My dad lost tips of his fingers at work and machine, graveled his glove. He didn't shed a tear. Nice. Just mean having a good wife to back you up, yeah. Probably men who work indoors modern porno man sketch idea. I know, but that's what why so many women are like, maybe it's because I was raised by a single dad, but like sometimes I relate more to the guys. I'm like, you're around guys who act like women. Fact. What's a, because women will react more to that. If a woman acts really feminine and the man is feminized, the man will not just start stepping up. But if a man is acting masculine, a woman will start becoming more feminine. Fact. Like a woman 1 month can be like into her job and going out and drinking and meeting new guys and like doing her thing and being annoyed by people, you know. And it, once she's around like an actual masculine man, she just immediately starts being like, I'm gonna look a little nicer today. And your wife should appreciate a Cracker Jack plastic ring as much as a diamond. Yeah, totally. It tends to get a lot less PG in hunt camp. Yes. My dad is a Bravo and legit hated every man I dated. Well, it sounds like you dated some pretty lame men. Because, I mean, Bravos are great. Hey, BB, try wearing a tungsten. I'll go back to it. It's just the rubber ones were great because I'd lose them a lot. And but just cutting off the circulation, I was like, all right, guys, I'm out of here. Have a good night. Later, bro. Later, Robert. Women will be feminine when we feel safe. Right. And when you're not, you don't act feminine. Because in times of the past, when there'd be no men, the woman would have to hunt. The woman would have to do the shit. And then when there would be a man, they could go back to crushing his mothers and caregivers. They can do both. Women can do both depending on their... They can't do the... both well. They can't act like a man as well as a man. But like, that's a gear that women have. Like when women are in a feminized male environment where the men are like, you know, I've been trying veganism because I'm bi, but women will just start being like, they'll just start compensating for that. I've seen electricians tattoo their wedding ring. I was thinking about that. Amy said I would freak her out. My hot flashes are what made me get more feminine. I can only wear dresses now. Nice. Jesus said not to remove the law because the law is the order and guide to lead physically. Love is important, but knowing tough love is key. All love is tough love. Love to just be like, it's just about feelings. Dude, the more you love someone, the more you're capable of suffering and sacrificing for each other. That's why you got to draw back the pimp hand every now and again. That's right, Rye. Just threaten it. You don't even have to do it. BB, you're so right about the masculine men. Men need to hear this. Women get feminine around me. They prefer to be around me than a gamma. Yeah. And men are so retarded, a lot of these gammas, they think if they act feminine, the women will like treat them like a girl, so they'll like talk to them finally. But they think they can like slip in, that they can like just be around her at the right time where she's like, blowjob? And maybe after like a rapist amount of beers, but like that whole like if I don't offend, if I like just say everything I think she wants to hear, she's just gonna like one day just wanna suck my dick. It's the exact opposite. If you act like that, she's checked you off the list, is not a possible mate. Why would she? What role will you fill? Like, are you going to carry the baby? Are you going to breastfeed? No, you're physically not capable of that. So what will you do? You'll be dead weight. You'll be emotional when she's emotional. You'll be weak when she needs you. Like, you'll probably cheat on her because you're so fucking slimy. I dated a guy who was bi in high school. It didn't work out. He cheated on me with a dude. Dude, bi just means insane. Any man who says bi, so many guys are like that in the city. Right, cities. Cities make dudes like that. Ah, that's so true, BB. Right. I'm glad we're talking about this shit. I'm glad that this is like, people are like, yeah, this is exactly true. I'm this accurate about the moon. She will yawn, but that isn't an invitation, right? Thanks for reading. And you don't have to be like a caricature of like a warrior monster. You know, just be a man. Just be like what you are, what you're designed to be. Don't be like, no, when you're with me, I always order. When you're with me, you got to stand behind me. Like, dude, that's how homos compensate. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's a weird time, because a lot of men didn't have a lot of male role models, and media was all like, oh my God, I think I'm bi. One thing most women have forgotten is natural law. Women will never be able to manage violence better than men. Obviously. But natural law will insist on itself. That's the beauty of natural law. You know, this atheist once, I think it was actually Ricky Gervais said, if you take a science book and a Bible, and in 1,000 years, people would come back to the science book and not the Bible, and that's how you know it's true. I'm like, it's the exact opposite. Natural law is what is always true, and you can fight it all you want, and this is reality. This is how men are. This is how women are. This is how society has to be in order to thrive. You know, these are the sins. These are the things to do. And the science book is whatever was funding the study. That's why natural law insists on itself. It insists. And decades can pass where you reject natural law and you think you beat it, but just wait. It's coming back. This is right on. Yeah, and then if you are honest about natural law, you have a better life. Like, my life is better than if I fought it, if I was like trying to live this construct. Yeah, I'm not in limelight anymore. I don't make the money I made, but like, on every measurable thing, it's clearly better because I didn't fight it. Like, where the water runs in your land is where you should dig the creek. You can dig, you know, you can force the creek where you want it, and maybe it'll last for a while, and then eventually, you know, the creek's like, we go that way. Tara Goldstein, have no sexual logos. Oh, Goldstein's here. What's up? It's great how the B in LGBT contradicts the whole trans agenda. Right, but they're not rooted in reality. That's what people have to understand. It's like, I tried that bit, and it's funny, but it doesn't even, it's not that profound, because the people doing it are like, but we say it though. And you're like, oh yeah, you're operating, it's a different reality. Like, bisexual implies that there's only two sexes. So trans says that there's what. And so you think you got them. You think that you figured it out. But guess what? Having balls makes you a man already. Like, the trans thing is already retarded. And so you think you figured it out. You're like, the B, you know, means the T isn't real. And you're like, the T's already not real. And they don't care about real. You know, just let them burn out. Let them just pump and suck and lie until they're just either ready to repent or dead. Bees are just urban Tinder. Trisexual, quadsexual, hexsexual. Yeah, I'm a hexsexual. I insist that that's the only amount of genders. Does anyone know where I can find the notebook video about building a house with just strength? If a man is willing to do stuff with a dude, he is deaf gay. Yeah. It's like, bi is worse than gay almost. It's almost like, you don't even know. It's like that bit I did that Chappelle stole. It's like, you can't even go camping. It's like, can we go camping together? Because like, a bi guy can slip in the cracks where it's like, oh yeah, this is my girl, you know, I'm crushing everything. And it's like, oh, you're a dude. You're a guy I can go camping with and have some beers. And then he's like, I'm bi. I'm like, oh, so you're in the other category now. Like, you're the dude I can hang out with at like a fucking luncheon. Not camping. Bees are like people that insist on batting the entire baseball game. It's like, oh, no, now you got to go in the field. It's like, no, I bat the whole game, just pumping. I'll fuck anybody. It's like, no, that's not how this works. It's like, it's how I work. Just give them their advice, hence the movie 7. Movie 7 was so intense. So intense. It's all about the ticket. At the very end, the whole thing was like, you couldn't stop your own wrath, and that's what damned you. Bisexuals are more dangerous than homos. Yeah. And it's just more like, what the fuck are you even doing with your life? No such thing as trans, just cross-dressers by a new term. Yes. I never accept, because trans, the whole movement is about postmodernism. Like, whatever you think is real. Like, my truth. Oh my God, I identify. That whole thing is what trans is about. Trans is not about the 3 in 1,000 people with bizarre hormone and genitalia problems. It's about saying, like, my view of the world is the right one, regardless of information. and it's not working. What's in the mouth? The gays always make the argument that they don't have every guy that walks by a butt as a butt, though. I don't even listen to them anymore. They're so fucking sad and gross. It's one thing if you're gay and you're my friend and you never bring it up and you have a lot of value in your life and you're not self-destructive and you're not judgy and you just have this thing. But in general, the way gay guys act, I just like, do people enjoy talking about this all the time? Probably trauma-based. Yeah, a lot of it is, but life is trauma. You know, have some turpentine, kill the worms, and move on. You know, the trauma, my heart goes out to traumatize people. But at some point, you got to give them the tough love and be like, listen, dude, life is trauma. Like, it's dudes with tits, not chicks with dicks. Bi just means you have no plan but hedonism. Right. And now it's pan because bi didn't even cover it. Pan means you'll fuck kids, animals, anything. And that's why Hollywood's like, I'm pansexual. Why not just bi? That's why it's so dangerous, because it's like, bi means adult hedonism. Pan means like the heart of darkness. Like that they want to, and when they say that, watch out for people who say pan. You think it's just like, oh, another level of weird LARPy. No. When someone says pan, that means that they'd have sex with a child. It's a philosophy. All my past gay guy friends always thought their straight friends were really gay and didn't know it yet. Right, that's why they don't make good friends, because you're like, no, dude. It's like, oh, but you don't, because it's just like, no, stop projecting your pathology on everybody. All right, check out this video. Would you like to see a hilarious video? I've been out here a while, sweet. You guys are digging this though, right? I think Rye is asleep. I can hear her snoring. I've never hung with a goat like this. Now, instead of treating a real mental disorder, we are catering to it. Yeah, a lot of them wouldn't even think they were that if it wasn't catered to. A lot of it is because they want to be cool and they have like autism or dealing with trauma. They relate to the feminine. It's like all it requires is a little bit of reality talk. It's not even hard to beat, I swear to God. It's one thing if you're 1 in 1,000 people that really is gender dysphoria. But in general, it just requires just some... Okay, this is when reality meets the gamma. This is one of the funniest things I've seen in a while. Okay, this is what happens when you think you can change the reality of a situation. You know what's going to happen, but it's just fucking... This is so cathartic to watch, especially as a giant. Just wait for it. I'm going to milk it a little. All right, so this is one of these guys that's like, everyone's like me. I'm the king of the world. I'm the secret king. And they think they can cross boundaries like they do on the internet. Like... what are you going to do? You're just going to stand there? Dude, but look at the reality of the situation. What do you think is going to happen? Watch this. The guy's like, what do you think you're going to do? You think you can talk? And that's it. It's just so perfect. And it's better that he slapped him than punch. Because the punch would be like, oh shit, did he just break like his optic nerve or something? The slap that like dropped the guy. Because it wasn't excessive. Like, that guy didn't get brain damage or anything. It'd be one thing if he was just like, bam! I'd be like, ugh. But that was perfect. He just is like, it was when reality meets the gamma. That video is great. We're going to watch it again, obviously. And you can see it happening. You can see the guy trying to test an ankle bite. Like, what can I get away with? Like, oh, I'm the secret. I'm just as big as you. And then just, no. Bang. And that other guy, his heart rate didn't even go up. He probably didn't even tell his wife when he got home. It was probably just like, hello. We're watching it again. We're watching it again and again and again. Again. Where is the video? Did I just lose it? Should have ducked. No, but it's like, it's not even, like some of these gammas on the chat sometimes and stuff, it's like, it's not even close to reality what they think reality is. And they're like, what are you going to do? It's like, dude, man, what is that? And the best part of the video is you can just see it coming a mile away. And there's just, you know that there's nothing. Like that gamma just can't stop himself. Where's that video? I just lost it. This is very odd. Oh, here it is. Again, never, no, again and again. Yeah, I'll watch this 6 million times. And this always happens. Like when people are like, oh yeah, you know, guys are becoming all feminized, but yeah, wait till reality slaps them in the face. Wait till if you act like that, you die. And that always, it has to happen. That's the thing about reality. It's like, it's not if, it's when. People can do that because of the artificial worlds they live in. That isn't reality. You know, it's like, and things readjust faster than people can possibly imagine. I was a history major. I always read history. I love history. I love reading about just some of these fantastic situations that have happened in the past and what human nature does in extreme situations and like the cycles of empire and stuff and the cycles of like what people think they can get away with. The soy boy is not new. It's not new. You know, you'll read about this stuff in like ancient civilizations where they basically were like, and he would wear essential oils and dress like how the women would dress. And you're like, this is what happens. This is what happens when people aren't, when they're shielded from reality. In reality, they're shielded from the truth and they can't protect themselves. They'll learn quick. They learn quick. Give them a couple days without food, a couple slaps. Then we'll talk about their, you know, their favorite band. I'm friends with Joe Rogan. I opened for Joe Rogan. He got me a Netflix deal. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it, big bear? You fucking bear. You know what bears are in the gay community? It's fat gay ass. I bet you think that's funny. Nah, I mean, what? Dude, I know Joe Rogan. And no one even helps him. Even his buddies are like, I mean, what are we going to say? I'm going to land this plane soon. I don't think we're having a...
babies tonight, all right.
She's on her stomach. Does that mean anything? The gamma tweaked his pec. It was my Cub Scout den mother's son. So my mom, I don't know what you guys are talking about. 6 million sounds a little high. Best part is he doesn't even take his hand out of his pocket. No. It was like a gnat. It was so unemotional. And it wasn't overly cruel. It was exactly what had to happen. And it's like people will push their limits. And they're doing it now in society to a point where I'm like, pull back. But they can't. They don't know how to pull back. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's a hedonic treadmill. It's like this thing where they have to keep fueling the worms, the release of endorphins. And it's like, guys, the pushback is going to be so like quick. You know, it's like, I'm trans, I'm gay, I'm going to teach your kid how to be gay, and then I'm going to like suck a dick in the parade right in front of your grandma. And then eventually, like once the factors shift a little, it's like, bam. Because the resentment that's building is palpable. Palpable. Like when I do comedy, if someone's heckling, I let it build for a while. Like the first time they heckle, I don't just go right at the person because a lot of the crowd didn't hear it. And so then it just looks like I'm a tyrant, right? They heckle again. I do a funny joke, but I don't embarrass the person yet. I wait. I wait like a little grabber. I wait. I patiently wait until the crowd wants me. They need me to put down the heckler. And then I can call them a cunt. And women, soccer moms will clap because they built resentment. You wait for the crowd to want it. And guys, you can feel how people think about the LGBTQAI agenda. It's like everybody's like, this has to end somehow. But no one knows how. There's no like way. You know, it's like you don't want to be fired. You don't want to be like kicked off Facebook. You don't want people at your PTA meeting to think you're somehow whatever. But it's getting to the point where even the people at your PTA meetings are like, wait a minute, so there's a boy on our girls' soccer team. And it's just building. But dude, wait till something, like, it's going to get to the point where it's like, bam. And then you're going to miss me. You know, a lot of these little task forces that are like, oh, and Benjamin, he said a word. We got to shut him down. You're going to miss me. You're going to miss my road was way, way better for those guys than the road that's coming. I'm not going to be the one doing it. I don't have any desire to take tickets of wrath. I'm just chilling, making jokes. They just weren't going to take away my ability to speak. But the people that gave up their ability to speak and quietly resented, as Upton Sinclair said, in quiet desperation is what it was called. Quiet desperation is dangerous for the people inflicting it. I never took the ticket. That's why I don't have any resentment. I just don't like being around homos and you know, leftists and people endlessly talking about veganism. I can openly say that so that I didn't build that slime, that green slime in Ghostbusters, you know. But it is everywhere. I can smell the dry gunpowder. I'm not saying it's like war. I don't see a civil war coming. I don't see like people about to start shooting each other in the streets. No, I see once there's a turn, once people are like, enough. You're not teaching my kids sodomy. And people are like, how dare you? You're going to be shut down. And someone else is like, you know what? Me either. And then there's going to be a silence. It's just like comedy. It's like once I know that the heckler has gone too far, at that point, you know, and as I've been like, oh, you might have had too many fuzzy navels. It's all good. You know, I see you're out at the bachelorette party having fun. It's like, you suck. I hate you. It's like, ladies, you want to cut off the Zimas? Something funny. And then once you can hear a little groan from a woman, I'm like, I can say anything now and people applaud. You can cry. Your makeup will be smeared. You can leave like, I don't even want to be here anymore. Dude, women will be like, get out. you have to wait for it. That's why when people are like, we got to rise up. I'm like, no, wait. It's going to be ugly. I just think it's going to be swift. I don't think it's going to be ugly. I think it's going to be like once the dominoes start falling and people are like, no more. It's just like, dink, 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 dink. It's just going to be, but I'm just identified. It's like, it's just like, there's going to be this shift and people will be like, there's going to be a lot of normal people that will be hoping they see massacres. You know, that these like trans kid, you know, the kid, the library trans child time story reading, like they'll be like, yeah, yeah, pink mist. Like, dude, because they haven't been able to speak for so long. And it's so crazy. Like, it's not like a guy and a guy holding hands. It's like, we're going to make your kids gay with your own money you're forced to pay in taxes. And you can't even say anything about it, or we're going to socially ostracize you. And people are like, I got to pay the bills, but it builds. And that's why no one's having more fun than the Bears. Because it's like, we bide our time, right? And you don't have to do anything. It's just like the nature of the world I was talking about earlier. You don't have to do a thing. You don't have to like, you know, rally and, you know, get weapons and fear. No, this is like, it's like a dam that just has to break. because it doesn't work. It isn't natural. And everyone hates it. Everyone knows that this transgender thing is fucking nuts. Like not having a gender on your passport. But see, the once the madness gets to a point where like it's your kids, it's your family being propagandized, you can't express dissent. And then there's a tick down in the economy. 30 million people out of work. 30 million cops don't get pensions. What do you think happens? Do you think people just go, they sing Kumbaya? You think people go, you know what? It's eating itself. It's been eating itself since the first moment it started because it can't function. It isn't real. All right. Nick Fuentes will be in the front lines with his army of porno addicts. Yeah. Shit can hit the fan, but it's not going to be like organized wars and shit. It could be like food shortages, you know, electricity blinking on and off, major corporations like shutting down like one after another, like bam, bam, and like, whoa, you know, a major military loss somewhere in the world. You know, we lose a base, like some random country. It's like, wait a minute, we just lost a base. So what do we do about it? It's like, they got the base. And you're like, it's just everything starts shifting. And you're like, whoa. It's not truth, right? Yeah. Wait till their sin is complete and the time is fulfilled. Right? It's already here. It's just about like watching it happen. It's already here. It's already the point where like this isn't functioning. You know, urban environments, cops are not allowed or they can't afford to live in the same city that they parole because it's too expensive. How do you think they can't enforce the law? You know, in San Francisco, a two-bedroom condo can be $2 million. Okay, the resentment between the homeless addicts, a lot of them have no purpose, they're just strung out, and then you have the working poverty, like the cops, firefighters, nurses. They sometimes have to live in like Nevada. Okay, the hyper elite are just lost in their LARPy dreams of like, oh my God, I'm going to make my dick a pineapple. They don't even see anything. And then you have like this growing crime, this growing, and then when it starts hitting them, because they're living in a complete world of denial, complete. You know, where they're like, if I insist, if I say, they believe that they can choose their gender and they can make up genders. What do you think is going to happen when there's one day without water? One. And communities like ours, communities like me and Ryan, the Bears, a lot of you guys, it's like, oh, sweet, I can hunt and I don't have to pay a fucking fee. It's like, you know, there could be some hardships, but it's more like you buckle down, you bond with your neighbors. You know, you redefine America, you like, you know, get back to basics, you don't focus on bullshit. You know, you're less likely to move across the country for a bullshit job, you stay close to your people. Like, dude, for a lot of people, it's gonna, like, this is great. But when you're living in a lie, in a constructed, narcissistic lie, you're standing, you're like a fucking chicken surrounded by a pack of weasels. Just like as they're just staring and the chicken's like, I identify as Greta Thunberg. It's like, fluoride is a heel of a drug. It's way too, fluoride's very subtle. It doesn't really do anything that big. It's subtle, but you know, identify as 15, yeah, right. And the hatred, guys, the hatred. Pedophilia, sexualizing children. If you put one of these people in prison, they're dead. Why? Because a lot of the criminals are in jail because they were raped as kids. And it's like once they cross that line, they cross that line. They're like sexualizing kids. They're saying it's not. The hatred of these people is like fucking palpable. They're, you know, strange times. Yeah, it's very strange times. Any questions or comments before I roll out of here? I'm getting a little cold. It's not scary, dude. It would be scary if you had a $3 million condo and you're like a child, you know, you're a pump machine and you live on all this money that's coming in from your fucking, you know, your Silicon Valley business and you just get to like kick off all the white supremacists. Dude, You're fucked. And you're like all soyed out. And you're like, a man is a... What makes a man is just listening and eating soy and just, I'm pansexual, so I just do what gives me pleasure. And my girl probably, like, what are you going to do, buddy? Just the lack of drug availability will destroy a lot of people. All these urbanites, they're just like, if they go a day without whatever pill they pop or whatever the fuck, they're just like a mess. Butterfly Zepeto, whoever said that, our church was using it for a transfer. I don't know. I'm cool. Let's talk about, I hate them, but feel sorry for what happened to them. I don't feel sorry for them at all. I feel sorry for the criminals that were rapists, because I don't feel sorry for any pedophile. If you, dude, a lot of us had weird childhoods. Some worse than others. That doesn't make you something. That's not an excuse. I don't have any, I have sympathy for people that can't have a stable marriage because they're a child, or they commit crimes, or they can never really like hold down a job, or they have addiction. If you become a pedophile, no, there's no, like, I have less sympathy than the average person, because I'm like, you know how bad it is. You know what that does to somebody. You know why they wanted power over you. They know, you know how vulnerable that you were. You know it, and you still do it. Like, it's not only no compassion. I'm like, that's a fucking monster. Sad to see these people fall for that. I'm not sad. You know, it's almost like to the point. I'm sad for the people paycheck to paycheck. The people that are so busy they can't plan their family. The people that like. Are stressed out, health problems, don't know if their insurance will cover it, some credit card debt, don't know, you know, detached from their community, like may have to live in like, you know, public housing with a baby and a dog. Like, yeah, my heart bleeds for those people. The pumpers, no, it's like they pushed it to a point where it's absurd. Where it's like, wait a minute, now you want to fuck a kid, a goat, and take everyone's pension and make it so their kids are taught it at schools that you force them to pay for? And you feel any compassion for these people? No. They'll never stop. There's no stop to it. It's like an addict. It's like an addict, except it's like evil. It's not like filling a hole. It's like the, you know, the debasing of everything good in the world. I'm sad for the lack of mental health asylums. People need farms. They don't need mental health asylums. They need somebody to fucking explain to them that they're valuable and they need to work. And they got to work their way out of it. Not just to sit in another asylum. It's like, some people maybe, but like, people need some fucking tough masculinity to say, wake up at 5 a.m., shovel this shit. These are your friends. These are your people. Rely on these people. You'll get a bed. You'll slowly work your way up with fucking... responsibilities. I beat it. This guy, you want to talk to somebody? Talk to that guy. The guy with the tattoo on his face who now speaks Greek. Give him some information. Boom. You can fucking heal people like that. Just sending people to give them drugs in an asylum. It's like people that lost their industry from retard regulation. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Feel bad for the fucking good cop who wants to stomp bad guys, who has to just play lollygag with fucking Antifa all day long because his captain... wants Clinton money. Feel bad for, like, you know, the woman who desperately wants to be home with her baby but is $80,000 in school debt because fucking every man in her life told her that she had to be somebody in a fucking a cubicle. Don't feel bad for these other fucking people. They pump money out of our wallets but can never take our gravy. Exactly. Exactly. Anyone who physically or sexually assaults a child should be publicly hanged. Worse. I mean, but yeah, you guys get it. People need perspective, not pharmacies. Yeah, they need purpose. They need God. They need truth. They just need any truth in their life. They need to get away from whatever sickness is around them. Homestead prisons would change the game. Change the game. That was my idea. Dude, cheering 40-week abortions and making buildings in New York red, and is there howling and screeching and cheering for legislation. Guys, hundreds of millions of Americans are like, when there's one fucking downturn, this is going to burn. I just hope people don't self-destruct. They don't enjoy wrath. They don't, you know, but it's going to be a quick response. It's not going to be like fucking massacres. It's just going to be like, that's over. Found out some rehabs are run by Scientologists. Take the balls at least. Millstone around the neck. Toss in the ocean. Yeah. I've thought a lot about it. I would never torture and enjoy torture. It would be just as quick a kill as possible. But like, they deserve. But they're going to be, you know, that's their eternity. It's they're the most fucked people ever. I live in public housing. I believe God for a good bear because BB has helped me understand things. Sweet. Bloom where you're planted. Public housing is okay. You know, bloom where you're planted. There's people in mansions right now full of fear and they have no gratitude and they're terrified. And so just know that like it doesn't matter where you are once you understand some of this shit. The prison response to pedals is good. Very good. All right. 10 minutes and then I'm a hard out. I'm giving myself 10 more minutes. This is just really fun. But let's not get in one of these, like, let's discuss what we're going to do to pedos thing, because that, it feeds a worm where we just start coming up with ideas. I've done that. We don't talk about it. Those guys get, you know, handled, you know, but the most important thing is protect your kids. Like, it's not even about pedos. It's the sexualizing. It's don't let them watch these sexual things. Don't let them be treated like sexual beings at school when they're six. That's a form of pedophilia, and that's like an institutional pedophilia. It's not a guy in a van. It's like, you know, it's awakening hormones and thoughts in children way too young, and then that's bad. No one's having more fun than us. Fact. Ask question, BB. Do we need to fear them turning our kids gay? Yeah. I mean, if you're never around your kids, if they're raised by media and schools, yeah. I mean, not like permanently gay, but like what happens is the incentives are to be a cool kid, you have to be like a fucking weirdo. Let me release the lemons. Distribute the rewards. Battery die now. I'm right here. I'm still here, guys. Big Bear ain't going nowhere. I give myself 10 more minutes. So any more questions? Much love, BB. Thanks. Maybe at the 2-hour limit. There's no limit. It occasionally gravels. It's fine. Anyone have thoughts on Mark? I don't know who that is. Cry Chop. Thank you for the lemons. If you want to throw a tip in the piano man's jar, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 9335. Where are we at here? How pumped is Amy for the baby goats? Beyond. I know she's looking at me on the nanny cam right now. Probably like, he's not being attentive enough. We have nanny cam on go tonight? Yep. Any more specific questions? Dude, I'm an advice machine. Ever looked into inner earth? No. But, you know, my ladle's always ready for gravy. Do we need to fear them turning our kids gay? Feeds the fear and despair. Well, no, be an influence in your kid's life. If your kid is raised by media, public school, he's on weird pharmaceuticals, he's not in sports, you baby him, you should fear that. But you are in a position where you can be the influence in your kids' lives, but it's not like gay, but it's gayish. Like, they'll try and seek like attention and fitting in by being feminized. Yeah, that can happen, but just be important in your kids' life. Like sacrifice for your kids. Don't take the lowies and fancies and you'll be fucking fine. Do you know what sex the baby goat is? Hilarious. Well, there's three of them, so they're probably pansexual. I wouldn't let the trans second cousin to babysit my kids. Honest decision. Yeah, definitely not. Why would you? Well, I mean, are you prejudiced? Yes. it's like, of all the babysitters you can have, why the one with mental problems? I wouldn't want my son to be taught by a male kindergarten teacher without a wife and kids. I literally would be like, not worth the risk. So you're prejudiced? Yes. How are the goats, BB? I think she's asleep. My ex-girlfriend is pregnant, but it's another guy's kid. He left and she came to me for help. What do I do? I need way more information, dude. Way more. Help in what way? Tell her not to abort it. But I need way more information. Heard of Elfie the alpaca? No. Where Grabbling Melts with Lemon Drops. That's where you'll find me. Yeah. Any other questions? Dude, I'm an advice machine. I'm like Dear Abby, except I mock Jews. You're not allowed to say it. Okay, keep going. I'm chilling. I'm just watching from a distance. I just like chilled and watched LA implode after they all like, and now they're like, we just need anti-PC comedy. I'm like, yeah, remember when you called me a Nazi for doing that? Sorry. Okay, well, my life's better now. No babysitter cares as much as mom. No, but use like grandma or like, she went, right, no babysitter cares as much as mom, but family. How do you get over stage fright when playing in front of a crowd? I don't feel it. I'm not a sodomite. Are you keeping all three goats? Yes. Get ready for more snow? Really? I was wondering how many babies a goat can have. Didn't know they can have three. Yeah. Maybe two. So there's a goat birthing process. Must be interesting. Planes in the sky, spring chemicals are making me nervous, BB. Don't. Don't be nervous at all. You don't know. Don't let your imagination just become a horror show. I've seen them spraying in the clouds. I'm on my third kid. I have great health. My head of hair is phenomenal. Everybody's happy and smiling. It's like, don't just, the fear is the disease. It could be a million things, but it can also not. And so what does it fucking do to imagine it? Should I start an apprenticeship as a mom of two, currently working as a factory, as a press operator? Yeah. Something more meaningful and closer to your kids, yeah. I'm going to take care of my Chinese parents and wife's parents too. Nice. I talked to iPod. We have email. I don't know what you're saying. Grabble, the official sponsor of Grabble Football. Grandmas love their grandkids almost as much as their own parents. Yeah, and parents need a break sometimes, and they have to go on dates and stuff. Don't feel bad for having someone watch your kids sometime, but the more they're loved, the better, and have them have a relationship and all that. How do you explain NPCs the difference about contrails and chemtrails? I don't, because I don't care about NPCs, and I never do that. Because if someone thinks that a giant grid in the sky that slowly becomes clouds is contrails, dude, I have, my time is my time. I'm going to try really hard to take your word for this, BB. I don't know what I said. The big cities in Texas are gay. Yeah, Dallas is pumping. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself, but that's still fear. It's oddly, grabbly. Position the goat for birth. Dimitri, I told you to relax. How do you position the goat for birth? Grandparents live longer when they watch grandkids. Yes, they have a purpose. And you want intergenerational information being passed. It's great for kids. It's great for kids. I'm giving myself another 5. This has been one of my favorite streams I've done in a while. I see chemtrails in Little House. They do add those, and also I don't know who you are. What age should guys start looking for a wife? Young. I don't know how old you are. I don't know what your situation is. When you have a job, I don't know. For me, if I was young, like 18, but whatever. Hear about the coach who was canceled for wanting to eat lunch with the great leader Adolf? Yeah, it's insane. That doesn't last. That can't last. Who wouldn't want to have lunch with Adolfo Hitlerio? That doesn't make people be like, yeah, that coach really got what was coming. It makes me like the Jews more. True BB, this stream is great. Yeah, I like the vibe. Hello from a fellow streamer and new fan. Oh, thank you. Very nice of you, little lemons. So it's like, oh yeah, because he wanted to have, like, people always say Lincoln was genocidal. Lincoln killed a ton of Americans. I have a lot of questions for Adolfo Hilario. And that's why they get mad about it. They're like, you can't even find him interesting. It's like, well, you did 20 Netflix specials on him this year, and it's the only thing on the History Channel. Why wouldn't I be interested? And they're like, well, it's just crumbling institutions, crumbling. This is such an epic gravy stream, BB. Thank you for being so generous with those bears. I enjoy it. It's not just generosity. It's like, this is fun for me too. Thanks for reading my chat tonight. Anytime. Let's do another fiver. Did the goat give birth? No, I think she's snoring. But my legs are cold, but the vibe is great. Like, when I get the chat in a good zone where it's zero trolling, I don't want to leave. How do you get over being scared of something, straight up just confronting it? I need more information. It may be nonsense that you're scared of, but if it's like a rabid wolf, avoid it. If it's like something retarded, confront it. Like, if it's like jumping out of an airplane, don't. I'm scared of jumping out of an airplane. That's why I never will. Have you watched The Greatest Story Never Told? No. But I'm sure there's definitely a story never told about old Hitlerio. Netflix documentary on Adolf's barber went. I know. They're obsessed with him. It's like, but you can't be, because then you'll find out that a certain number's a little high. Hitlerio was the people's champion. He got graveled though. He went empire. He started becoming, I don't want to get into it. I don't want to debate about Hilario right now. I would like to have lunch with him. BB, could the moon be an audio speaker? No. What is your goat's name again? Raya. Not all of Hitler's ideas were bad, but they don't like you saying that. No, not only weren't they bad in the beginning, it was all Churchill trying to start in the fight. And Hilario just didn't want to pay endless reparations for World War I, which is clearly not just Germany's fault, and he just wanted stronger border. Granted, as time progressed, old Hitlerio did start acting like an empire villain, but that could have been Himmler. There's a lot to talk about. I'm not landing the plane with a real quick Hitlerio discussion. There was no good guys in World War II, in my opinion. This is the third night in a row I haven't been able to stream because you have been up late, but I don't mind at all. Sounds passive aggressive. I put that spiral GIF on my business card. Nice. Hitler did nothing wrong. No, he. It's a whole conversation. Obviously, he did. There's all kinds of. Like, he could have just won. Like, okay, there was. They had actual grievances. And so then why, you get some Sudetenland, some Czech Republic, some more lands where you got some Germans. But then, like, Barbarossa, and I know people say, oh, well, Russia was going to attack. No, Hitler or Stalin was on an 8-day vodka bender. He didn't even believe it was possible Hitler would advance because they had a non-aggression treaty. No one's ever won a land war in Russia. Napoleon fucking lost. Hitlerio acted real, like, taking big risks. One, like, it paid off. Beat the banks. Stop in 37. 38. Just real quick, bam, bam, no more reparations. We're just gonna homestead and shit. We're just gonna be German. But then something clicked, and that's why there's grabbling. I don't know if someone was, if both sides were funded as a kill off, conspiracies everywhere. That's why I don't have a major theory. It could have been, he could have been taken out and body doubled. I don't fucking know. I just know by his behavior, Germany had grievances. Churchill was a psychopath. FDR was awful, right? So then just stop. Like, there was a point when he pulled them out of this awful depression after World War I. Weimar Republic was drowning in trannies and debt and all this shit. And then just a big people's champion, a vet, crushing, relax, grab wars. We know what you're up to. And then boom. Then stop. Then the war machine kicks in and all this shit. And you're just like, risk after risk after risk after risk, where you're like, you're taking huge risks with massive amounts of people, and how many people died. All right. No, seriously, man, I would rather listen to you than listen to myself. I get it. Antarctica definitely has something to do with it. Yeah, there's tons of shit that we don't, there's some of the, I bet some of the most important factors of World War II we don't even know exist. Hitlerio was probably swayed into the elite's trap. Maybe. There's a million possibilities for that. It's so graveled. Hitlerio ran out of shoes in Russia because he was planting a false flag. Right. Hitler also took the eugenics ticket. Yes, he took a lot of tickets, guys. I'm not a fan of work camps at all. Doesn't matter if they're exaggerated. Doesn't matter if all these Hollywood screenwriters turn themselves into lamps and tons of tickets were taken. Empire never ends. Well, exactly. It's like, what is the hero's move is self-determination. We are the nation. You are grabbling us. We don't want your currency, and we want to get back to like German pride and not have World War I dead and all this bullshit and rise up and, you know, get some little militant, wear some sweet boots, crush. But then after that, after you're like, okay, now we're invading Poland. It's like, well, they were going to invade first. No. It's like, well, I mean, Churchill was going to, it's like, no, you can, they were in the strongest position to just stop. But there's so many factors where it's like, was there a war machine behind him that he no longer could stop? Was there, I don't know. 5 more minutes. With that mustache, it's impossible that he wasted. That he wasted cast the part. I don't know what waste. I don't understand the sentence made by Jim Bob. Wasn't it work camp? Was a movie set? The Hollywood? I don't know. Grabbled. Hitler was a great leader, great speaker, not a great military leader, unless he was taken out and replaced. There's plenty of gravy about Hitler. Oh, I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is. Hitler could have lived into his 70s if he was on meth. Hard to stop once the momentum is there. Hitler had terrible gas from the meth. True story. That's so alleged. BB, any interest in a cancer alt health stream? Lots of gravel in that world. Absolutely. That's my new ladle, has been in health. Hitler was not a good leader. He threw the war hard. Yes. He was a good leader in the beginning. My story. I was a foot soldier, a war hero. I climbed out of it. We don't need to be ashamed of being German, crushing beer, you know, the beer hall pooch. You know, we want our own national currency. Great. And then it's like, okay, you can't lead the military. Oh, another huge, huge mistake. Oh, a lot of people are dead. Oh, no. Hitler gave his soldiers meth. I mean, that's good leadership. Ladles, not dreidels. Perfect. I love that. But look at how much more fun this is than just drinking, right? So it appears, you know, I've done over 2 hours of a stream just sitting with a goat. It's like, oh, you're wasting time, Big Bear. It's like, no, this is really fun. It's social. It's keeping my imagination going, sparking my creativity, and talking about interesting stuff. And like, otherwise, people just drink. And then just like get dumb. Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm in the beginning. What if they made shoes out of lampshades? Hunter Hitler with Tim Kennedy was pretty cool. Hunting Hitler. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he deserves that. Grabbers ended up with all the German patent rights and gold and the Swiss. I think you should make a Hitler documentary, Hardcore History meets Ken Burns meets Big Bear voiceover. Yeah, well, if I did a whole documentary and the whole time I was confusing Charlie Chaplin with Hitler and I just didn't realize it. Yeah, and the goat does need company. She like legitimately does miss being around her buddy. So this is good for everybody. The only thing more dangerous than a Nazi is a Nazi on crack. What do you even think a Nazi is? Define Nazi. Ashkenazi? Nationalist? What does it even mean? I wonder if you ever are. No. This has been my night. I was in a bad mood. This has made my night. I was in a bad mood before the goat stream. Sweet. Which Hitler are you referring to? Hardcore history is completely graveled. I'm starting to think it's graveled. I used to be obsessed with hardcore history. Weekday nights are sober nights for the bear or for this bear. Hitler Himmler is the real connection. It had some dark occult shit behind the rise. Yeah, dude. Himmler was real bad, and so was Mengele. You're gonna have the smartest goats. I know they're listening. Like my goats are gonna become like gravy, guys. Bringing life into the world is better than murdering the liver. The TV show Hunting Hitler, I think it was documentary. But hunting? Well, how come they don't do Hunting Churchill? And I'm not coming from like this like neo-Nazi perspective at all. I'm coming from a historical perspective where it's like, how do you justify Hitler being way worse than Churchill? Haven't you seen the Spielberg films? It's like, no, but give me an actual argument. Himmler was a straight up black magic wizard. Yeah, dude, he was bad news. You know, some of Hitler's guys were real bad. I think Hitler was so pumped to just crush, like, at his speeches and get everyone to wave that he wasn't good at assessing the people around him. Same with Goring had a real bad morphine problem, dressed like a woman. Mengele had a town full of twins in South America. German tanks were so well built, have to build it. I mean, there's an argument that there was no real sides to the war, that it was like the Germans were getting, oh, Rye's peeing. The Germans were getting away with all this MK Ultra fucking bio tests to serve up certain interests in America and England, and everyone was just getting away with shit and trying to kill off alphas. I'm not quite there yet, but I don't have a ton of evidence for that, but the amount of Nazi scientists that were working completely hand-in-hand with the American government is so obvious that it's like, oh, they were just kind of, it was almost like governments against their own people with no sides. Goring was gayer than Steven Crowder. Yeah, he's flaming. But also not really. On some weird, crazy, esoteric level, I think that was true, but in reality, it was governments against governments, but like there was an element of like these free-flowing evil people that could just be like, okay, well, you're in a war-torn area. You can experiment on babies. We're going to do this. And all right, Wall Street funded both sides of the war. Yeah, I mean, George H.W. Bush's father, Prescott Bush, completely funded Hitler. And that makes me think that they wanted just big chaos. They wanted a big war. They just wanted, not everybody, but a few forces were just trying to instigate that. Like if you're selling bullets, you just want as much fire as you can. You don't have a side. It was like the Lord of War, that movie, you know, where it's like they don't care about sides. If Hitlerio was grabbed and controlled from higher ups, then he was definitely gay. Yeah. People controlled by higher ups are always pumping. America was doing experiments on people and soldiers back in World War II as well. Yeah, but not as big. They still have to worry about blowback. The majority of the child sex trafficking stuff and human experiments are always war-torn, desperate parts of the world. You know, you're looking at like Moldova and Haiti and shit. It's not like fucking Florida, you know, maybe sometimes, but rarely. BB Goatee is looking ready. You think she's going to give birth? I like Carlin's World War I history better than World War II. Yeah, me too. Because World War I is less grabbled. People have less interest. BB, instead of just night piano streams, switch it up with nights like this, just bears around the fire talking about whatever. Totally. Totally. It was vegan, right? According to the gravel. I heard about the essay Retire on My Own. Eugenics and cloning took place often there. How many versus my? I don't know. I got no info. Mean Mr. Mustache was the ultimate Zionist. He paved the way for anti-Semitism. Yeah, but did he know it or not? That's the interesting thing. Was he being manipulated by his passions? Were people like, yeah, you're crushing Hitler? And he's like, see, we will get rid of the banks. It's like, yeah, great point, Hitler. It's like, and we will stop paying the debt that all nations have paid. Yeah, great. But yeah, and really do some shit, you know. It's like, what? It's like, really make the Jew feel like real scared and like united. And then, you know, you don't know if he was like, I don't know. It's like, no, you're crushing. Just do it. Everyone thinks it's great. You want some, you want to join, start a mug club, maybe sell some sheets. Because the most effective puppets don't know they're puppets. It's a liability to inform someone that they are a puppet. You know, like the best puppets are the ones where you completely know their appetites, their weaknesses. You have them mentally down so that you just carrots and sticks, so that they like, they think that they're like, yeah. And they've just been so trained and groomed to just, they're serving an agenda that they didn't even know they were serving. It's just like, that's the most effective puppet. If you tell someone you're a puppet, like, you're a puppet. We're giving you these lollies and fancies. And no, I saw that in Hollywood when I first started seeing stuff and saying stuff, how quickly everyone turned. And I was like, oh, I was like, this isn't organic. Like, until you turn a little, until you no longer serve an agenda, sometimes you don't even know that that was your entire role. And so I think the ultimate puppets are like, they've just been groomed into thinking that they're doing exactly what they think they're doing. BB, I think Ryan's ready for birth. I don't think so yet. What if all wars are just a pedo ring suppliers? I don't think so. I can name several that aren't, so no. Canada is a hospital that came clean about their part in MKUltra program. The victims' testimonies are interesting to listen to. The biggest MKUltra program is your television set. Everybody's MKUltra'd, even the Big Bear. That's the programming. It's when you don't know it's happening. When they like take you into a little room and like stab you with shit and like show you, they're like, we're going to break your brain. That doesn't work. It only works when you're like, this is... These are my heroes, and this is just relaxation. It doesn't work unless you allow it. And if you know what it is, you don't allow it. You naturally are just like, eh, stop fucking poking me with shit. Hitler put his hands on the dome. Wars are for a lot of reasons, none of them good. Right. Exactly. War is no good. I think CAA is behind the calls to venues and telling people like Rogan not to say your name. Yeah, because I was... accurately show, it's not even about Jews and blacks and trans. I was effectively showing that people didn't need agents. It's logical what they did. I was selling my own specials that I could self-produce on Vimeo, and I was touring, and because of social media, I was fine. So CAA makes this big thing dropping me for trans shit. And then imagine if I started doing better. How many of their, like, once that avalanche starts going, how many of their clients would be like, why do I give you 10%? It's like, well, it's like, Owen Benjamin, just, I mean, if I just tell jokes, what do you do exactly? I get you the meetings with History Channel. Maybe one day we'll have a drone so powerful it could fly the dome wall. I don't know. I mean, it's always simple motivations. It's Rogan outed himself as a midget posing after a carnivore diet. Tubi escaped a nearby MKUltra facility. I wouldn't doubt it. I hadn't watched TV in a while. You were exposing the fraud. Well, I was also just showing that, yeah, exactly. I was like, well, you can just do this. It's not always illegal. It's easier. I hadn't watched TV in a while and went to my parents for the Super Bowl and the TV was on. I felt bad physically. Yeah. Most wars are due to immigration. Huge amount, yes. But, yeah, it's just giant movements of people. Yeah, the soldiers are still heroes to other soldiers on the ground. Exactly. And a lot of them help locals when they are there. My friend did in Afghanistan. Exactly. We're all part of some gravel that we are unaware of. The key is operate under logos yourself. I mean, I have obvious compassion for people who signed up and fought in Afghanistan because they thought they were being heroic. It's like, that's why these people are so evil. They're taking the good nature of men being courageous and for the betterment, you know, the common good, and they're fucking profiting off it. It's like little kids trust when people abuse kids. It's terrible, and I don't blame the soldiers for that. My friend would toss Gatorade bottles to farmers and kids. Nice. Do I ever miss the LA life? No. Actually, yeah, I miss running on the beach. I miss like how intense the sun was and like how much oxygen there were. All right, 5 more minutes. I know this is ridiculous at this point, but like, this is fun. Diversity is not a strength. No, obviously not. Yeah, but here's the grabble. Diversity is a strength if you're a globalist banker. So when they say diversity is our strength, and they're a politician or a banker or people that want the lowest possible wage for workers, they're not lying. They're like, diversity is our strength, not yours. I just saw Sandler re-upload a Netflix deal. Would you act in one of his movies? No. And I like Sandler. I have no problem with him. I'm out of that world completely. I don't trust the whole system. I know that they would try and use me in a way that I wouldn't see the big picture of until it was too late. If I did that at this point, I'd learn nothing. It's one thing if it was like Amazon with like, let's say Vox started a production company out of Europe or something. Yeah, like Amazon, like a very low agenda, just massive thing. But Netflix is like the devil. But even Amazon's a little gravel, but it's like, no, I would never, ever, ever do that. Exactly, BB. When Justin says diversity is our strength, he knows full well he's not referring to a rancher in Saskatchewan. Right. And it will come back. You can't, like, a lie only lasts for as much time as it lasts. It can't continue. You should do your own projects. Yes, but I'm not organized enough to do a lot of them. No one's having more fun than us. Fact. Have the lemons been released? I'm about to drop an ice cream cone. No, I will after you drop your cone. I've obviously stayed much past my welcome. What about Rebels Run? They're doing that. It just takes a while. But someone asked me a specific situation of like Netflix. It's like, no chance. Zero. And people, the great thing about this chat is you know that that's true. So many people be like, yeah, right. We'd like to see you refuse the Jew contract. It's like, of course, there's zero chance. And I like Adam Sandler. It's not even about that. It's like Netflix has an obvious agenda. And if I didn't see it right away, if they're like, no, it's a great movie. It's about, you know, everyone's crushing and you're playing this part. And I'm like, you promise? I could never trust that. A little graveled Amazon, major understatement. Yeah, they're less graveled than Netflix, though. They'll still sell holistic health products. They'll sell Vox's books. They'll sell, off-grid stuff. People trying to get off-grid and, like, clean their water and stuff. They can get water sanitizers. I just ordered stuff off Amazon that gets rid of heavy metals in your body, anti-vaccine books. Granted, there's gravel everywhere, but it's way less. You have to put it on a scale. Most people have a really hard time not grasping people. People won't do, they want more stuff. Right. I'm having a hard time understanding people not understanding that at this point. It's like, what? I don't know. He's a stereotypical hat in his new movie. Yeah, Uncut Gems. Yeah, I don't want to watch it. It's just like, why would I want to watch a grabber just be a grabber? You were so right when you said TV emits vibrations that we can feel. I don't have a TV, so when I'm at my sister's and TV's on, I feel weird. Feels weird. Your welcome is never overstayed. My thank you. That's the lemon count. 2,700 bears here. Nice. Your sketch is crushed, BB. Thank you. My entire solar setup is from Amazon. Yeah, I mean, think about how freeing that is. I understand the negatives of Amazon. I understand the monopoly of it and all that, but like, growing up, an average person couldn't just be like, oh, I'm going to get some highly specific shit that allows me to live off grid, and it's going to be here in 3 days. BB, your honesty, the most down-to-earth celebrity. I'm not a celebrity. Can you tell us what, Ant? Nobody does live streams with their fans like you. You're not my fans. You're bears. And I'm not saying that to be humble. Like, that's true. Like, you're not just, like, fan. I'm not, like, one fucking direction. That's true, but maybe the Amazon beast will start deplatforming logos. Maybe. But it just seems less propaganda-based. It seems more like Walmart, but just way more efficient. I'm sure it hurts jobs and helps jobs. Like, small businesses can sell on Amazon, and it can also push people out of the market. It's like, I don't quite have a full opinion about it. There's something nefarious. There's something like dystopian about Amazon, but there's also like, if I could make a checklist of something that would be amazing 10 years ago, it would just be like all of that. BB, how do I forgive a pedo in my family? Don't. I'm not up to you. What? All right. I wasn't insinuating you would be asking the question about Sandler. Just curious where you stood, your answer, how I thought you would. My daughter got a telescope for her birthday. Going to be a lot of moon scoping. Sweet. BB is more like 33 direction. Yeah. Bears are friends, not fans. Right. Amazon has grabbled Netflix grabblers. Well, I mean, they got to deal with the Chinese Amazon that's even bigger. So they close down local businesses, though. That's what I don't like. Right. I know. But they also allow tons of people to sell their products internationally from their own home. It's fucking weird. I get it. Amazon took advantage of consumers not having to pay state tax, and when they did start having to, it's almost better to go to the store. Well, if that's the case, people go to the store. But I know that there's so many artificial incentives that it's not a free market, but there's obviously grabble happening, but there's less ability to because it isn't just a propaganda machine like Netflix. Amazon is great, but it helps kill community. You don't just... No, people kill community. If you have to... If you don't just go buy stuff from your local hardware guy, right, you have to start having a culture where you're like, we should hang out more. If you blame your breakdown of community on a convenient web service, you're giving up your autonomy. I mean, I'm facing that right now. It's like you have to be like, okay, so this exists, so what do we do? Like, we have to put in effort. You think Bezos could pay for that eye to get fixed? Jeez. I don't even think it's Bezos' money. I think these are all front men. The Chinese are making some superior viruses these days. Dude, you know the coronavirus is one of the things that Lysol lists that it kills on the back? Amazon sells shit you can't get at the store. Dude, like, beyond. Like highly specific off-grid stuff that there's no fucking way people could get it when, like, you know, for us, it's like Target's 20 miles away. You go there, they don't have anything for the shit that we need. Well, I mean, but convenience, it's like, right, I'm weighing all of that. I sell things on eBay and Amazon for a living. It allows me to spend a lot of time with my family, which is priceless. Exactly. There's huge benefits from it. Imagine 10 years ago being like, you can do your handcraft at home and sell it to potentially a billion people, and they just take a percentage. It's always been coronavirus. Yeah. The potential for a free market died in 1995. No, it died in 1913. I thought Canada sent corona to China. I don't know. Even back in the day, specialty items take time to ship in. Well, yeah, and there was just no way of getting it. There'd just be no way. It'd just be like... I like and use Amazon to save money. However, I feel a bit bad about the abuses I've heard. Which abuses, though? Yeah, they don't treat their employees well in the in their weird dystopian warehouses. That's for sure. If my family asked me to forgive a pedo, I would leave my family. Right. Yeah, that Lysol made me spiral. How did I never hear of it before? I don't know. I wonder if coronavirus, this is how I think sometimes. What if coronavirus, the whole hoax is from Lysol? Where it's like they just want everybody to like have to send China like vats of Lysol. Coronavirus owned by, which is, Jeff Bezos is blowing all his money on Asian ladyboys. I don't think he has a lot of money. You can only get coronavirus during a solar eclipse. Yeah, it's clearly something is completely fake about the whole thing, but figuring out who, what, when, where, why is the hard part. You just have to always keep control of your emotions. Workers treated like shit at Amazon. Yeah, that's what I've heard. I've heard the factories where they like satisfy deliveries, they're not very good to people at all. Sears was doing mail order before Amazon. Yes, it was. Guys, I'm not backing Amazon. We're weighing the pros and cons. Yeah. And it's just less politically agended than Netflix. Like infinitely less. Like Netflix is like, if you're not chopping your dick off, you're not on Netflix. And they've put a ton of people out of business. I know happy Amazon workers personally, BB. I'm sure. There's happy and sad workers everywhere. I just, I'm just reporting what I think. I think the headline about the grabbers making billions in minutes is always a lie to make regular Joes feel small and spiral. Yeah, completely. That's not the nature of money. Like if someone's like, oh, this guy makes $1 million a minute. It's like, no, that's a front man. The corpus is doing that. They don't let people do that. Someone would just kill that guy. You know? Like it's like, if I sold YouTube to Google for $1 billion, I would literally be like, I'd have fucking bodyguards everywhere. Because it would just be, all it would take is someone to make a deal with your next of kin and then his next of kin or something. Like a few, like three murders for a billion? Do people kill each other for fucking bikes? You know, it just isn't, I'm just not buying it. I'm not buying that just one guy that just flaunts around with ladyboys just gets all this money and nothing happens. It's like, that isn't the nature of anything. There's constant piranhas at your feet. That's why being super rich just sounds like a fucking nightmare. All right, five more minutes and that's it. I guess you guys never really read the small print on your Lysol. I've definitely read about it before. Looks like Lysol is owned by a company that is out of UK. Even if you remove the Federal Reserve, the potential free market structure ended in 95. It's a point about production, not finance. You sound like you have more gravy to ladle, but you just for some reason keep withholding and just keep hitting that date. BB, can we look forward to a stream tomorrow? Maybe. I know I'm going to wake up a little like worn out after this one. Have you seen the drone footage of the flyover? There are no people, not even in the windows. Where did all the millions go? Wuhan City? I don't know. Where did you... I don't even know how to begin to process that. Night stream is rad. Keep crushing. Yeah, I like that I get to talk to all you guys personally. So when I'm focused on something specific, you understand that I'm... And if I get like bitchy, like, stop! It's because I'm like trying to focus. Purell is a privately owned company. BB, if I snooze like you, I'd be out of a job. If I snoozed like you, I don't know what that means. Anything with fragrance is cancer. Love you, BB. Five more minutes. You got to show the Albuquerque photo. I will another time. I don't have it loaded up. And I'm like really cold. BB, just hang out with us till the goat burrs. No, I got to sleep, man. I'm laughing so hard with a can of Lysol in my hand. Yep. Are you doing a stream, Raya giving birth? That was the point, but Raya isn't giving birth. She's sleeping, I think. It would be dope if you have a stream tomorrow. Yeah, but, you know, make sure you stay up on the streams. I don't want to overstream to the point where nobody's caught up. They're like, dude, I just listened to episode 650. What's up with you and Crowder? It may or may not be giving birth. That's what makes you so bad.
Hi, Raya.
I'll check. I'll get out of here in a second and check. It's Chinese New Year right now, so people are at the festivals. Dude, it's not even in the realm of anything that you can discern. Let's watch the gamma get smacked again. Definitely. I bet some classical piano with Raya tomorrow can induce. Maybe. Reset. Empty cities all over China. Check out Proper People channel on YouTube. Awesome channel. Well, I do know that China is notorious for building giant cities that no one lives in. But I don't. I'm going into my bathroom to read the Lysol. Do it and then report. Ladle the gravy. It's crazy that you can just look on a Lysol and it says it kills coronavirus. Okay, the aggregate supply curve started to slope downward instead of upward in 95. The supply structure is of natural monopoly. Is that just in America or is that worldwide? And what is that? The supply of what? Just everything? Like, I don't know, man. I don't even know what that means. But it sounds fascinating. Let's pull an all-nighter. No. I got too many responsibilities. Trying to build cities for Amy Schumer fans, hilarious. Gamma smack is never getting old. Yeah, I mean, 950, me getting off at 950 is like a I only have 11% battery anyway, so I can't really run this thing too long. Release the lemon Lysol, BB? I shall. And then we'll watch the guy getting smacked again. All right. Release the lemons. Hang on a second. And then let's watch the smacking of the gamma. Rye's just dreaming so peacefully. She's dreaming about Chad, the creepy goat who pisses on himself. Hey, yo, hey.
Mira, Hasta luego.
No has caído. Fue pichado. No has caído. Pepe.
Este hubiese...
Hashtag milker. Hashtag knicker. Hashtag, what were they calling themselves? Groypers? Remember the Groypers? I just dropped to 5% that fast. So funny, smacking. Yeah, also, if you want to support the stream, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 93-5, unauthorized.tv, and of course, unbearablesmerchandise.com. Ryan's crushing. Any other things you guys want to talk about before I leave? I'm at 5%. We need like a city full of bears. We have one right here. This is the best way to do it, because then we can just go back to our like normal beds. I enjoyed our conversation tonight, BBB. Well, I did as well. I feel like this was a great bonding, great team exercise. Yeah, remember the Groypers? Like, remember how like intense everyone was about like Nick Fuentes is about to lead the American youth. He's the future. And it's just all gone. Remember that? It was that quick. It was like, bam. Like, is there still, like, Groypers? They're just all, like, just joylessly beating off to cat boys. I can't decide if the shove or smack is the win. So good, Gamma finding it. The smack. I mean, the smack is the greatest thing I've ever seen. BB, I learned a lot from my Lysol can. Yeah, I mean, it's, and then you'll turn on Alex Jones. It's like, it's the end of the world. You know, you got to, at any moment, we're all about to die. Coronavirus. It's like, have you thought about spraying some Lysol? It's like, no, this virus has been patented. It's just recently come out. It's like, really? Because if you just spray a little Lysol, it's like, Chinese government. It's like, dude, come on. The most logical explanation for the fucking coronavirus is literally that Lysol is doing a bizarre ad campaign. Nick disappeared like the hog boy. Yeah. Thank you for night stream, BB. Cozy. Big time. I've been enjoying just being next to my goat. This is like bike recovery. Groyper always had a weird feeling about the Groypers. He called you a Jew on Alex Jones, but AJ's own son is Jewish, so disrespectful. Doesn't matter. We're dealing with complete nonsense, people. It kills human coronavirus, SARS, and oddly duck hepatitis. Well, maybe that's next on the docket. No, but if that doesn't change your view of coronavirus and fear, I don't know what it's like on the back of Lysol. It's like, well, if there's some coronavirus, you just spray Lysol. And people are like, do it, protect from that. How does Lysol kill viruses? Anyone here from time to hibernate? Awesome stream. And he's back. Yeah, I got like a little flicker left. There's always a couple more minutes for the big bear. Why do none of the Groypers care that Nick eats boogers? Do they still exist? Because I'm not on social media and stuff. Is there still like this Groyper army? Or was that completely fabricated? Honestly, let me know, guys, and then I'm out of here. This is the last thing we'll talk about. Is there like any of that anymore? Or is that totally gone? I'm not connected to that at all anymore. There was a time when like troll farms were coming at me about like Milker Nation and Groypers and how Nick Fuentes is king and how I suck. And is that still around at all or no? BB, do you think you and Alex Jones could ever be cool again? Or is a bridge long burnt? Yeah, I mean, oddly, yeah. I wouldn't like do his show and I don't respect him. And I think he's complete just... He's a... And I'm back a little bit. But is there like anyone left in that like cyber army? Is there anybody like, this is the future? I'm just dying to know. Come on, film me. You guys were saying that it's pretty much gone after the boogers and the cat boy and the Shapiro thing. But what is his show like now? Like, what does he talk about? Is he just like, we're the cutting edge? I'm really fascinated. I'm not fascinated enough to go look myself, but I'm fascinated enough, like 1% battery. I just kind of want to know how that story ended. But like, what's his chat like? Is everybody like, what do they talk about? They just say cringe. He has 22,490. Oh, I know. It's kind of like Peterson though. But you know when it's like people are actually talking and people are actually fired up. People were genuinely fired up for a while. Is any of that exist? The Groypers don't announce themselves anymore with pride on Twitter. Who cares? Fuck them. I care, obviously, Bill and Tony Bear. Or else I wouldn't have asked the question. Fuentes was, because I want to know what level of construct it was. So for future assessments. Fuentes was handing out promo codes for the Gay Town Froyo shop on a street corner. Right, I know. How does the story end? Like, because it's not until the shit, it's not until like Black Lives Matter is over that you really see the mechanics of it. He just talks about his views on politics and the chat goes wild. But he's just like, I mean, we really need to do something about the wall. Like, what does he even say? Like, politics is so boring now. He's like, oh, the impeachment, the Democrats, they're up against the wall. This impeachment is going nowhere. It's like, dude, is that even something that's fun to discuss? They appeal to normies who know the truth about the Jews. But that's so boring after a little while. It's like, oh, yeah, there's a few. Hang on. Fuentes times his streams on DLive to combat yours. That's so funny because I didn't even know that at all. I don't know besides you. I know. I'm just asking for a few people that might know. You got to understand, I'm not on Twitter. I'm not on YouTube. So it's like, and that was so massive for a while. Like that whole Fuentes thing where it was like, they were harassing Vox and harassing me endlessly. So I'm like, how does that end? Do people just keep being like, find someone else, Nick? He won't even stand behind his statements. Oh, I know. He said, yeah, as soon as he got interviewed by Real Media, he said that 6 million died and it was a huge tragedy. And he was doing it for shock value. He's a total coward. Didn't even notice the Groyper shit just went away. Right, but see, this is when you can figure out how it originally, like, was it completely just funded? Was it, you know, how did it end? Like, how does that culture continue? A lot of bears stop antagonizing them so they mind their own business. No, they were always on the attack. Always. I originally promoted the little bastard. They always were like shitty digging. Like, and I was like, it's all good. I even did a post like, you know, he's doing his thing. I support him when Gork is coming at him. It's all good. And they were like, yeah, you suck. You're going to die. Like, endlessly. And it's like, now there's none. It's just like Black Lives Matter. Like Black Lives Matter, that's all you heard on the internet. It was like, hands up, don't shoot, blah, blah, blah. It was like, it seemed like all these people were genuinely like, Michael Brown is the best. And then it just stopped, like nothing, like no more Black Lives Matter because the checks stopped flowing. Leave for a couple weeks and now Owen build a new barnery. I love this chat. This has been one of the funnest streams I've had in a while. Yeah, Catboy killed him. That was the straw, huh? I can see that. And it'll always be like around. It's not like there won't be people being like, yeah, Nick, you tell him. You tell him, Nick. You're the future, Nick. I found out about the bears by the time Fuentes was known to be a sodomite. Oh, so you're a new bear, all good bear. Welcome. Think he is paint to divide, not exactly hot take. A plant to divide. Now, it is a hot take, actually. I mean, he's like, you know, unapproved, allegedly, right-wing, young, exciting, coming after Shapiro. You know, a non-hot take is like Shapiro is like controlled opposition. But I've always seen Fuentes as absolutely a narrative. I always thought they were funded. They had distinct pattern and talking points about you that they'd repeat. Exactly. I thought so too. It was like, why does anyone care about me? And they're like, but you attacked him. I'm like, in response. And you all know that. And it's like, where does the effort come from? Where does the organization come from? Like, where does any of that come from? What was the point of all of that? I've been building my wife's kitchen cabinet this entire stream. Cheers. Sweet. I've been sitting next to a pregnant goat, keeping her company. The stream has really been the best in a while. All right, I'm out. Night, baby. Night to you as well. Soros bought and paid for. I never paid attention to all that. I just don't know how it all worked. Like, I'm just very curious as to what their culture is now. Because for a while, there were good men being tricked. And that's one of the reasons why I started hammering at them. I didn't just ignore it. I was like, because I would see people I kind of knew, and they'd be like, oh, dude, Fuentes, he understands optics, and he's saying a lot of true things. I'm like, dude, I think he's a girl. Like, it wasn't even close. And then he's on a date with a cat boy and shit. I'm like, when does the spell break? Like, when do you figure out the mechanics of that whole thing? Because the amount of trolling was not normal. Well, that's his dessert. All right, I've been working. As soon as I get to the bottom of this, I'm out. I've been working long hours, and this makes my night. Thanks, everyone. Oh, yeah, totally. I'm the same boat. I love these long streams, like when other people do it, so I can just do work and listen. Nick's gay, but I'm totally going to keep talking about him. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, see, that's what I mean. Is that a griper? Like, are they just, like, cringe? Like, are they real? BB, you are right about all their wealth being in the corpse with the stocks they own. They give themselves small salaries to avoid taxes. Right, because if they just had $1 billion in the bank, they're dead. Wizard and Troll Slayer's got to be what he's got to do. You should host him next time he is on D-Lab. Oh, no, no, no. I don't care at all. Like, there's so much. It's the least interesting thing aside from the mechanics of the swarming. Because the more that would come out about how just crazy that whole thing was, and you'd see people just be like, cringe. I'm like, that catboy thing might have been humiliation ritual from Grabbers. Maybe. Me too. I had a huge gulag crush today, and I came home and the chat crushing. So good. Thanks, guys. Gratitude. Dude, gratitude is where it's at. That supposed vid of him on the stairs while his sister played piano is so believable. I know. But see, there was a time when I could understand it where people were like, I'm like, he lives with his mom. And people were like, yeah, it's hard these days. And I get it, but it's way different. And like, I would post that video of like that dude dancing. Not him, but just so gay. And people would be like, he was just a kid. I mean, he was just dancing. Do you not dance? And I'm like, is this real? And that's why now is the time we'll know. Because there isn't this movement. There isn't this fake Shapiro thing. I just want to know, like, what are they talking about? Are they like, yeah, crush those neocons, Nick. After you, you know, go on another date with a dude dressed as a cat. Griper, I still can't believe that's what they call themselves. Oh, dude, everything about it is, like, foreign to me. These attack ops happen to lots of people on the right. Seen it happen to many figures on the right in 4chan with divide and conquer campaigns. Yeah, they do it to me with everybody. They've tried it with me and Vox endlessly. It just doesn't work. But that shit, it's like, do they build up, Nick? And then they send out their own troll farms to, like, alienate everybody else? Or was he a plant the whole time? Or was he just completely trying to get on MTV? I have no fucking idea. Usually I can get to the bottom of these things, but I can't this time. It honestly feels like the whole industry is taking a break or doesn't care or something. Times too weird. Yeah, it feels like people are exhausted and there's, like, they ran out of funding or something. Like, tons of fake shit just kind of, like, ended. Like, people are just like, yeah, I'm going home. Like, women's marches? I haven't seen a woman's march in, like, fucking forever. It's like, remember women's marches? And then it's just like, was like, that's over. Fuentes is just an op to besmirch America First Nationalist. That's 100% what I think. People have said that about me when they're like, you're trying to make right-wingers look crazy with your moon landing conspiracy talk. It's like, well, we also didn't go. I'm actually very shocked 4chan almost says nothing against Owen, like they're all in silent agreement. Oh, yeah, dude. weaponized autists and those type of really smart, really like fringe type people almost never have any problem with me. It's always these opportunists. It's always like the people trying to sell their ass to the grabber. Like 4chan is not trying to sell their ass to a grabber. Fuentes versus BB, moderator, raccoon with a gravy filled water. Yeah. It's difficult to analyze the minds of the mindless. No, but the minds of the psychological operation you can analyze. Nick spent all of his money. Y'all make me smile. Sweet. Dude, I'm at 3%. I'm about out. They did go to Idaho. Okay, seriously, am I fat? I don't know. Y'all make me smile. Getting close to 4 hours, epic. Yeah, these are like the old school streams. I used to do this shit more often than I like to admit. I've never understood the uproar over what people believe about the moon landing programming. It's they associate it with the pride in their life that they should have in their own family. This is massive crushing tonight, dude. Sign me up for the next one. Love you, Bears. I used to follow Jordan Peterson, Toe Rogan, Sweaty Meatball, and Ben Shapiro before I found UBB. Thanks for showing me the error of my ways. Oh, yeah. I mean, we all did. We all went through it. Owen can't be an op to besmirch nationalists because he doesn't condemn Muzzies. No, I don't. And I also, like, actually live the life. Like, if I was this deep cover, that would be fucking insane. Where it's like, okay, what you're going to do is you're going to have this whole Hollywood career. And then you're going to marry a woman. You're going to leave. You're going to start a family. You're going to do tons of chores all day long. You're going to be just constantly just shoveling, like, animal shit. And then that's right when you got them. That's right when you really start. That's when you really start twisting. New stationary Woodbury video posted. Nice. Cognitive dissonance. All right, I got to go. This is getting fucking insane. I want to see a goat born too, but I'm going to bed. I'm way more tired than I'm showing. Idaho has a place called Craters. I found you first on the old school long stream because I'm an insomniac in Central Time Zone. Matched up perfectly. Gamma Force gayer than NASA, but also Shapiro is gay, but at least he doesn't pretend to be Catholic. Right, when Nick Fuentes said that everyone who isn't Catholic is going to hell, and then he went on a date with a dude dressed as a cat, I'm like, what the fuck is, who's funding this one? Ezra hires men. All right, I gotta go. I love you guys. This one's been for the record books. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Unauthorized.tv, unbearablesmerchandise.com. This one was for the, I can't do this very often, but this one was for the record books. And this has been I had a blast. Thanks for keeping me company. And the chat was smart and funny and gravy ladled. And it's everything I wanted out of a chat. I'm about to sleep really hard. Bye.